written in stars, spoke through the winds of war, sealed by fate and marked with blood, does succeed.
Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in. But the cream rise to the top, oh yeah.
I've been to the Super Bowl. I've been to the World Series. I've even been to the Rolling Stones. But there is one event that surpasses them all.
Too hot to handle, too cold to hold. Check this out.
Just because he has a stable internet connection, that bastard.
Carlos. I am going to punch you in the face.
And Vicky.
All he's good for is hitting a mob once and dropping the alliance. LOL thief.
LimitBreakRadio.com.
And here we go.
Welcome to Limit Break Radio. I, of course, am one of your hosts, Aniro, the one of two responsible people who do this radio show.
And I am Vicky, and I'm gonna say ever.
You should have something to say this episode.
Yes, I should, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Today, joining us, Velux. An old friend of the show, moderator, and, you know, everyone knows him and loves him from the Rogue's Den, and we promise we won't make him sing. What's up, Velux?
Not much. It's good to be back.
And we're glad to have you here for episode number 50. What an exciting episode for Limit Break Radio. And, of course, you know, all of the fanfare and everything, and... No, Kahlo. He's supposed to be here. I know we're waiting on him, and hopefully he's going to show up here at some point. But anyway, also joining us for the episode today, we've got Max V. Max, welcome back to the show.
Hey, guys. It's been way too long.
It has been way too long, and, you know, we got to hang out around, you know, around Yumacon. And that was totally fun and totally awesome.
Oh my god, can't wait for Yomacon next year. It was so much fun.
It was. That was a blast, and it was fun to hang out with you guys. And I'll tell you what, you really missed a great outing when we went to the haunted house. I'll tell you what.
I'm sorry, but I had to work that weekend.
Yes,
like,
that's true.
Lazy jackasses.
That's true. That's true.
I wish I would have known you were there. I would have said hi. I was looking around, but I didn't know what you looked like. So
you walked right past my
table. I know.
Table.
I did. I did. Like five times. I was always in that room.
See, you know what?
You didn't buy anything.
You didn't buy anything? How dare you,
Max? I'm sorry.
You know what you should do, Max? You should put that lovely piece of artwork that you gave me up at your booth, and that way all LBR fans will know that it's you.
Oh.
Shameless
the things on my table that people are actually going to buy.
Oh! Ouch. Ouch. That hurt. That hurt, Max. But you know, for episode 50 here, we're going to be checking out Nizul Isle, and this is really kind of wrapping up.
No,
Velux,
no, get
what
away.
The hell?
Get out. No.
Someone's here.
No.
Oh no.
No.
Oh god, no.
No.
Hi,
I'm here.
Oh man.
Who are you?
Oh. What are you doing back?
Hi!
Hi.
I'm back from vacation.
I see that.
Vacation?
I thought he was gone. You told me he was gone.
I thought he was gone.
You told me
he found me. How do you think I felt walking around in public to just have this thing run and latch onto my leg and follow me all the... Don't touch me. Do not touch me.
Should I be scared? The first time I come onto LBR in over a year and Juxta shows up.
Yeah.
It's obviously Max's fault.
Yeah. I take it this is why you're late.
Yeah, you think?
If you stop touching him, I'll give you ginger cookies. Get down.
Oh, well, Ellison is here, too.
Hi.
Hi, Ellison. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, it's good to see you. It's been a while since we've seen or talked to any of you.
Keep this thing away.
Extra Life, it was, what, Extra Life like 2 years ago that we last saw you guys.
Hi.
Hi. Notice no mic for you. There's not enough room. There's just simply...
I'm close enough.
But we have new studios.
It's a studio change. I saw that.
It is. It's so we can have the Starbreakers here listening live to the recording.
Right now?
They're listening right now.
I want to see what they say.
No,
I want to see.
You're crowding me. That's you're very close.
Called it. Silver Striker says he called it.
Yeah, apparently. He called it. He called that you were coming back. Did you leave that note in my locker? It said, "Don't stress out, Von Adil." Was that you? I'm pretty sure. I thought it might be you, and I was kind of dreading this. But welcome back, Juxta. It's nice to have you back,
welcome
I think.
Welcome back, me.
Someone broke my computer.
Oh, I wonder who that was.
I have a guess.
Oh, boy.
I'm stressed out right now, okay?
Well... He told you not to stress out.
With good reason. I was attacked in the street, okay? I was accosted by a little midget. I hate you so much.
Well, I guess this makes for a very interesting episode 50. I wasn't really planning on this. We definitely don't have enough mics for you. So, it's good to have you guys. It's good to have you guys back, though. I think.
Speak for yourself.
Can you can we get through an episode without constant interruption?
We better. I got places to be.
No way.
No, stop it. Go away.
I'm gonna watch over your shoulder.
I am gonna punch you in the face.
That's not nice.
Touch me.
You never had to deal with him. This is going to be a whole new territory for you, Vicky.
Go sit by Vicky.
Please don't.
No, she's new to LBR. She needs you to show her the way around and teach her how to do podcasts.
Show her the LBR love.
You still smell like ginger cookies.
I have them in my pockets.
Figured. All right, so...
Did they change Vonichat?
They may have.
I don't know what to do anymore.
Just hit buttons.
Hey, Felix.
Hey.
You miss me?
Not really.
Go away.
So, as you guys were coming in, I was just explaining that this is kind of an extension of what you guys were doing on the Rogue's Den, covering the assault.
Yep. The rest of Nyzul Isle.
Nyzul Isle, yep. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. And I think all of us are fairly proficient in Nyzul Isle. And in fact...
I've been there.
I know you have. We took you there.
Yep,
You took me. There's more Kylo because he was the one leading.
Yeah, whereas Aniero just kind of like followed around behind, went AFK till he was at 300 TP, came back two floors later.
I only did that during a merit party. Thank you.
You missed?
No.
Most of the time.
So we're definitely going to be talking some Nyzul Isle here today, but you know what else we got? We got Where in the World is Gamer? We're gonna read off some of some of our listeners' suggestions on where they think Gamer is, because he's definitely not here.
Where in the world is Gamer?
Man,
the Beastmaster.
Sing it, Kahlo.
Yeah, come on. That
need a theme song for
that. That petered out so quickly.
Well, that's because Carmen Sandiego has more syllables.
Come
than
on,
Gamer.
Quincy Jones. I want to hear a theme song.
You know, I wanted to hear someone's theme song too, even after she promised it to people, but never sang it.
I didn't promise anything.
I'm pretty sure I promised for you.
I'm pretty sure I don't care.
Geez. But before we get into any of that, some of the latest breaking announcement, just as we were about to hit the record button, Fusion X alerted me to this, but VanaFest out in Japan for 2010 has been officially announced.
Woo.
It's happening. So
are we going? I don't speak Japanese.
No, unless the Starbreakers would like to fund it.
I'll go.
To fund me speaking Japanese? Can you do that?
No. Oh. To fund our trip out to Japan, but I don't see that in the future.
I don't speak Japanese, though.
No offense to the Starbreakers or our listeners. I'm not trying to down on them, but that's a lot of money, and even I couldn't even ask that. So, but that has led to some speculation as to are we going to see a fan fest for 2010? And if so, when are we going to see it? Have they taken some of the suggestions to heart that, you know, right around Christmas, right around winter, you know, not necessarily the best time for travel?
They should have it in Utah.
Why?
Because Utah needs something going for it.
I don't think Utah's in Japan, though.
Don't talk.
Just stop.
Well, guys, I promise I will try my hardest to go to VanaFest, and I'll spend my own money.
Well, there we go. I'm going to hold you to that promise, Max. I hope that that we get to see you out at VanaFest 2010. What?
There's Mashi. I met him on my vacation.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Was he the one that hired you?
He's the one that trained me.
I'm so sorry.
Good job.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Why did you give him back to us?
Left 2 days after I got there.
I wonder why.
Yeah. Scared him off.
Are you going to quit next, Vicky? Is that?
That's not the plan.
Okay. All right. Because I know this was not part of the job description when you signed up. Because I thought we were done with this.
I thought we were done with this, too.
Oh, well.
I'm not quite sure what to expect, though. So, I mean, we'll see by the end of the episode.
I'm amazing-rific.
Amazing-rific.
You know, technically, Juxta, you're not an intern. Technically.
So go away.
You've technically graduated from the Limit Break radio program. Technically.
I don't remember signing
that. We never got to congratulate you because you went on your vacation before we could.
Thank you for funding that, by the way.
So, Juxta,
I did what?
Staple correctly?
I found your credit card in your wallet, so I just took that, and we went on vacation.
That explains so much.
That explains why we're not going to be at VanaFest.
Exactly. And maybe not FanFest either. But, hey, maybe there's a FanFest 2010. That's pretty exciting. Definitely make sure to check that out. I know PetFoodAlpha.com has more information right now. I was literally told about this by FusionX just before hitting the record button, so I haven't gotten it on the website. But I'm sure by the time this is out, you can check out more information at LimitBreakRadio.com as well. I also want to apologize to some listeners of Eighth Right Radio. It wasn't until recently that I was able to sit down and start editing our episode 5 that was recorded just after the Final Fantasy 14 beta announcement. Over the break, I actually sustained a pretty serious injury to my right hand and suffered some nerve damage, and it sucks. And I got the bandages off a little while back, and I'm now... Will you stop, Juxta? Trying to explain here. Trying to make excuses, damn it. I just got the bandages off a couple of days ago, so it's been preventing me from doing a lot of things that I'd like to do, including playing Dragon Age.
Amazing game, by the way.
I'm having a blast playing what little of it that I could.
Claudia Black for the win.
The voice acting is
phenomenal,
particularly superb.
Nero and I had a conversation about the bad habits that the games we were playing were transcending into Final Fantasy XI. I've been playing Assassin's Creed 2 like crazy, and I tried to free run up a wall in Whitegate.
I could see how Whitegate looks kind of like Italy. No, I can't.
Yeah, not really.
But it's okay. that's what's been going on here recently. So do we have time for personal updates if we keep it real quick?
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't been doing anything. My computer's broke. My car's broke twice. And I'm sick.
That sucks. Vicky?
And frickin' Jux is here.
Yeah. He's staring at me funny.
I'm just looking around.
I'm scared. I've been around. I've been actually playing a lot more than I used to be, killing PW and getting my Thief 264 slowly but surely. Thieves don't get parties. They
nope.
don't. I've been sitting around for like 4 days seeking and I do not get parties.
You know what thieves do get, though? End feet.
I knew you were
good one.
That. That's about it.
Bazing!
For those of you who aren't caught up, Vicky doesn't have end feet for her Dragoon.
Yeah.
If you were wondering.
That's the joke.
I think everybody knows that by now by your front page announcement.
Did you know, Juxta?
Else.
What?
That she doesn't have end feet?
I do not have end feet.
I know, right?
Don't you have like 8 pieces of Ares good thing? Here?
I don't think I like you.
Everyone likes me. Mashi likes me.
You are just lying to yourself. Just keep lying to yourself. That's fine.
I have fan mail.
I guess I can't argue with that. Because it's technically true.
Juxta,
yeah.
You are hot doesn't count since you made that up, though.
Well, oh, was that the secret? Did you make that up, Juxta?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he did.
What do I pay you for?
Don't pay me.
Exactly.
So
you know why.
All right. Was that about it, or have you been?
That was it.
That was it. All right. So just with me, I have failed a couple of times at the Shantotto fight. I do want to thank Hyazin Legacy for helping me out, and especially Tantu and Alexia and Anya, and I know that there are people I'm forgetting, because usually I write down when we win names. But
he hurt his hand, so he can't.
I can't. Yeah, it's true. I actually couldn't write for a little while. But I want to thank everyone who's been helping me out with that. Unfortunately, we can't seem to get the win. We even had a Kraken Eater Dark Knight in there, and we couldn't get the win.
Kraken Eater.
Stupid fight. Anyway,
eats Kraken.
That's about it, though. I've been checking out a little bit of the Synergy system, and,
Carletta says, I want your baby since Kala won't let me have his.
Just give her your babies. You have enough of them.
I have all none of them. Okay, you can have all none of my babies.
But anyway, that's pretty much been about it. I've acquired some Evilith. I don't know. It's been cool. Max, what's been going on with you? Other than trying to run up walls in Whitegate.
Oh, well, God, it's been a year since I've been on here. Well, most recently, a very close real-life friend of mine came back to Final Fantasy XI after God knows how long.
And so wanted his dust gloves back.
yeah, I've just been doing stuff with her, just leveling low-level jobs, getting early quests done, power-leveling her with my summoner. I've been a lot more busy in real life, basically. Tiger and I got married, and so I've been just trying to keep him in line and actually get him to help around the house.
That's why we don't hear Tiger in the background, because he's totally whipped by now.
has the fury been tamed? Is he now Tiger Lame? Come on.
Good one.
No, he's at work. Continuing his servitude for UPS. That's why he's not here.
Well, you'll have to tell him that we got some free pot shots in on him.
And he just got like fourth degree burns.
Oh my god.
That's awesome. Anything else been going on?
No, not really.
Cool.
He got me a cat for Christmas and I've been looking after him along with Tiger. Aww. So
cats are awesome, except when they hurt you, which happens a lot to me.
Yeah, he likes to bite my ankles
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
We totally lured Fritz into that cage you gave us. Like, I basically just stuck my finger into the back, and he walked right in, and slap.
Is he sitting in the cage right
yeah.
now? Okay.
It's a tarp.
Firefox and Vanachat is telling me to talk about the weather, and I have to say, I still don't know anything about the weather, so stop asking.
Okay, nothing about the weather. apparently. Velix, what's been going on with you?
Not much. I finally managed to get my Ranger sub up to 37, so that means that I can finally go into my leveling of Corsair, which is now up to 60.
Nice.
And I got tricked into going to salvage again, so other than that...
Tricked?
Yeah, I've been dying to get back into salvage.
Oh, I went to salvage for a while, and it was just like nothing went right, and then, you know, I ended up quitting that, and then the same people who I was going with were like, oh, you should come back. We know how to kill that 1NM for your freaking Usakani feet. And I was like, oh, okay, and now I'm going to be going back on Friday.
And then they went in and like, yeah, we lied. We have no idea how to kill it. This was after they died to it.
That freaking frog on third floor of Mount Zalem, fifth floor of Mount Zalem, the one where it's surrounded in a room of frogs. It's horrible.
It sounds horrible.
I can't do endgame anymore. I mean, like, the last time I did endgame, I only did it to help Tiger get stuff. And we were doing Dynamis, and his Corsair relic body dropped, and then 2 seconds later, before he could lot, our internet cut out.
Oh,
no.
And... by the time he got in, and it just dropped to... it actually dropped to Veru, my good friend Veru, who gets everything.
Just because he has a stable internet connection, that bastard.
Yeah, so I was like, you know what? Forget this. I'm not doing this anymore. This is pointless, so I don't do endgame anymore. And I agree with Velix on the whole getting tricked into doing stuff.
If it makes him feel any better, I've had 5 of 5 Corsair since it was like a little 30, so...
I have a friend whose Corsair isn't even sub-job level, and he has that body piece.
Yeah, I got them all on free lot from my link shell, just because nobody else wanted them. We have, like, one Corsair.
So if Tiger Fury needed any more reason to be mad at this episode, there it is.
I have full Dragoon Relic and End Feet.
And then the week I stopped doing Endgame, they did a Dynamis Zarkabard, and Summoner Horn dropped to a level 60 Summoner. Which I've been trying to get for about 2 years. So, that made me even more angry.
Yeah, that's the way that Endgame goes sometimes. But you know that doesn't go that horribly sometimes is Nizul. That sentence didn't really make sense.
No,
but
it didn't.
It goes horribly sometimes.
It does go horribly sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes.
Okay, that's coming from people actually get drops from Nizul.
They get drops from Dazzle?
I don't think I've really seen
my friend Pot Pressure went like 1 in 400 for Galliard Hat.
1 in 400?
Something like
that. I did Nizul for 2 years, and I never ever saw an Askar body drop. Ever.
Nice.
And half the runs we did were boss floors for body pieces.
We had so many Askar bodies, we gave one to Viceroy.
Lol.
What a lame dude. No, I'm kidding. I love you, Viceroy.
I'm pretty sure we gave away more gear than we actually gave to our static.
I think so. But you know what? You know what's kind of cool about Nizul, and something that I really dig about it is that the way that it used to be when Nizul was first released, before you had the kind of progressive runic disc where you could, you know, keep yours and whatever. You know, it used to be something that people only static. Like the only way that you could be successful, it used to be at Nizul, was if you had a constant static and all your people knew exactly what to do. But now, I mean, you know, you can do successful Nizul shouts and you know, without a problem.
Probably.
I mean, yeah, I know. Everyone has bad shout stories, but I mean, like, come on, you know, everyone is shouting for anything. It's kind of a roll of the dice, so you know, it kind of take that with a grain of salt. But I mean, it's not one of those events that you have to absolutely have like a link shell or a dedicated static. You can pick up and do this and still be
just
able to get some rewards out of
attention.
It yeah, that's generally something that you want. It does require attention, and it does require some semblance of skill. So if you're a total nub, you can't be helped. That's what this episode is for. You know what? We got through Nizul with Juxta.
Miraculously.
We did. You even got gear.
Yeah, I got the... I'm no longer a red mage. I'm a red and purple mage.
There you go. Yep. So, lots of good stuff to talk about on the episode today. Before we get into that, where in the world is Gamer?
Where in the world is Gamer? He is... Juxta, where's Gamer?
Where's Gamer? Come on!
He's looking for him.
Isn't I don't see him. Where is he?
You're just supposed to guess where might he be.
It's a game.
Where in the world is Gamer?
Nebraska?
Why is he in Nebraska?
I don't know. Is he there?
There's no right answer. We don't know.
We don't know. No, we have no idea where he is.
I don't know where he is. Why do
that? It's a game.
It's a game.
Why don't we see what some Starbreakers or some
all right.
had to say.
Okay, all right. From Yazuro, Gamer is giving his girlfriend a rusty paladin. Gross. Shout out to Aragorn, by the way.
That's pretty gross.
That is pretty gross. Thanks. From Salmons of the Phoenix server, Gamer is in everyone's head because he's just a figment of everyone's imagination. It would explain a lot.
It would.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't have his phone number, so I can't call him.
You wanna read this one from Bugaloo?
Deep in the underground lair of Movilopolis, Gamer and his sidekick Courier Carry are being tortured by Bugbear Bondman as he does his electrifying Bugaloo.
Oh, okay. All right. That one's from Firefox. I'm sorry. I thought that was the signature. Yeah. From Tamar Samar of Carbuncle.
Gamer is currently biding his time in his Fortress of Solitude in Antarctica, waiting for the time when the world needs him most.
He's Superman?
Will the world ever need Gamer? That is the question.
I think that Gamer is the cause of global warming.
Gamer is the H1N1 virus.
He's swine flu.
I just got one from Tiger on my phone.
Oh, what?
I don't want to read this.
No, read it. No, read now it. You gotta.
You have to.
If he was up your butt, you'd know it.
Thank you, Tiger.
Oh, jeez. There's another one from Yazuro, the Hades server, where all the other hosts of LBR are slowly moving to the Hades server. Where the hell are you, Kahlo?
I'm here. Hi.
I know where Kahlo is. He's next to me. I'm good at where's Kahlo.
This one comes from Fusion X. Oh, it's an image.
Oh, yeah, it is an image. Let's see what we got here. Oh,
it's a Where's Waldo image.
Oh, it is a Where's Waldo. Look at that.
I think he says which one is Gamer. Maybe. What did he say?
It's down the
a huge picture.
One of the
it is. That is a massive picture. We should put this somewhere in the forums.
Gamer's that one guy with the big butt.
That's making me dizzy.
God, I haven't looked at a Where's Waldo in here. Hey, that guy has pants down. What the hell?
Maybe that one's Gamer.
What kind of Where's Waldo game is this?
Oh, jeez. All right. So, I found Waldo. Yeah, there he is.
Hold on. Fusion X says Gamer is in that image.
I don't believe it. Where is he?
Go all the way. Was it the right or the left?
I don't remember. Oh, hell. I'd have to go back.
Fusion X, right or left?
Bottom
left side. Bottom. Oh, I think I go up a little bit. Keep going. I saw some guy carrying a dog.
Ah, there he is. He's eating a
Oh.
He's eating a sandwich. Thanks, Fusion X. We'll have to put that. We'll have to put that image somewhere in the forums.
All right, well, there's Gamer.
That's funny.
We found him.
All right. Vicky, where is Gamer?
He's right there.
This is a no-brainer, Vicky. Were you even paying attention?
Well, see, last time I said he was in some exotic forest and he's become some chief of some tribe.
Which you were obviously wrong.
I do believe he's still out there somewhere, but maybe he's been overthrown, because I don't think he could last long as a leader of a tribe, honestly.
He's pretty apathetic.
He's food now. He's dinner.
Something like that.
All right. Well, thank you for your submissions to Where in the World is Gamer. If you have any more suggestions to our little game here, make sure you send them over to hosts@limitbreakradio.com and make sure to include the subject line, Where is Gamer today, or Where in the World is Gamer? All right. So back to Nizul Isle. Velux, why don't you give us an intro to Nizul Isle here?
Through musical.
Yes. Sing it.
I don't think I think the Starbreakers would all leave. But no. Nizul Isle is basically the first real dungeon climber experience of Final Fantasy in the way that most people would know it, like through a Diablo or something. It's capped at 75, but you don't really have to be any level. It works basically like all the other assaults did before. So, of course, you all listened to all like a million of the Rogues Den episodes we did, so you know all about that.
Felix did shows?
Yes, he did. Yeah. The Rogues Den.
Well, I know about that.
Well, you know, you had your own show at one point that you had, kind of like Kahlo does. What happened to that?
I went on vacation. Didn't you get the memo?
No, there was no memo.
Got the visa bill.
Not yet, but I can't wait. All right, so Nizul Isle is an assault, and you know you grab
in a way, yeah.
Yeah, it's an assault in the fact that you flag it like you do all other assaults. You go to the assault agency out in Whitegate, and you pick up a tag, or if you have, hopefully you have some at that point. You go and you pick up a tag, and you go talk to the big Galka guy. What's his name, Velux? I never remember your guys' names.
Wise Sage or something?
Something like that.
Something like that.
I just made a horribly insensitive remark.
They're all the same.
What the hell?
It's all adjective followed by noun.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, it is Sorrowful Sage. He is the big Galka. Sitting behind the desk. So you talk to him and you tell him that you want to go do a Nizul Isle investigation, and then you're off to the ruins of Al-Zadal. That's how that works.
Yep, that's how it works.
So you need six people. I mean, that's pretty much you're not gonna get very far with five. I mean,
you don't get assault points like you do in normal. So you want to take in the full six people.
Yes, you do. So, when you first get into Nizul Isle, what are we, you know, what's the first thing we're going to see? Because it's not mobs.
It's not mobs.
No, it is not.
Take it away, Velux.
There is a vending machine there that's a little treasure chest, and then there's a big pole. And the poles are what we use to control going down the floors into Nizul.
The poles are what you dance on.
I was going to say, it's also what we put the Mithras on.
They're the ruins of transfer, but that's basically how you're going to start. The pole is how you start your Nizul, and then later on how you can jump to specific floors to continue your climbs down into the depths.
All right, so usually the way that Nizul Isle works is that the goal is, let's assume that we're starting from floor one, okay?
The first thing you have to do is everyone has to touch that pole so that you get your runic disc.
Yep.
And that's what your progress is recorded on. If you don't touch it, then you're just along for the ride and you're really not getting anything in return. So if you're starting a static, make sure you get the runic disc, which is a key item.
Yep, and once you get it, you always have it. Yep. You don't have to get it every time.
What?
But no.
You just got some.
It's drink Ellison.
It all. Oh.
Here. Just take it that way. You've got your rune of transfer. If you're at floor one, the treasure chest, the box is not going to be of much use because you don't have any. What do they call the Nizul points? I'm losing track. So
tokens.
Right. Instead of getting assault points, you get tokens, which are used to go to certain floors or to buy things out of the box.
That's true.
And upgrade your mythic weapon.
Yeah. So basically, there's two points to doing Nizul. There's climbing to the top, there's getting gear. All right, now the way that you do it is
Weapons.
Weapons, yeah. That's why you get to the top. You get to the top for weapons and weapon skills.
Well, you kind of get weapons everywhere now.
But basically, you save in increments of five floors. So if the first run you get to floor six, then the next time you go in, when you touch the Rune of Transfer, you would start
at
you
floor
could
six.
Choose to start at floor six.
Right. And you can't do four floors and then start off at floor number four. It's mm-hmm. five or nothing. And then about every 20 floors, that's what we call a boss floor. Now, you don't even start off at the boss. You've got to do four floors before you even get to the boss. So, there's a variety of different ways that you can structure a party when, thinking about how you want to do Nizul Isle. And I think that we have some differing opinions about how to structure a party for Nizul. So, why don't we start off with you and me here, what we did for our static.
Sure.
All right.
The first thing that that anyone's ever going to tell you is, what do you want?
I know the first thing we do for our static.
What?
The first thing you do is get a Tamtu.
Luso. Yes.
Just kidding, we want a Luso.
The first thing
you want a Tamtu.
The
awesome.
First thing you should do is get a Luso. That's correct.
That is correct.
No. Anyone will tell you this because really the main thing you do is to get drops. So if at all possible, you need a TH4 thief. Because
no.
What do you mean no?
No.
Why no?
Shameless self-promotion.
For boss
floors,
that's okay.
No, boss floors is still basically a 50% shot at getting nothing or getting nothing.
Gulkas don't talk, okay? So, this is how we set it up, is you want a TH4 thief, alright? You need some type of tank.
You know, to be fair, it did work quite well for us. We got an ass load of gear.
We did get an ass load of gear.
We did.
We got more gear than you could fit in an ass box.
It is true.
Yep. personally, we recommend a warrior tank with ninja sub. We had Fryce, which meant that I was tanking on Thief half the time. A lot of people think that bards are horrible to have because they waste time, and if they're trying to sing on normal floors, they do. They are a waste of time. You don't need songs when you're climbing normal floors. But as far as pulling goes, they are phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Luso would usually had like half the zone just running behind him. He'd sleep them all, run along and get more.
Oh, yeah. It was epic. It was totally epic.
He was also pimped out to where when he was below half health, he took like 50% less damage.
Yeah.
But bards for pulling, great. Obviously, red mages are phenomenal as well.
They're very versatile.
Yes, yep. Mm-hmm.
We had DD subbing Nin.
Yep, we had White Mage.
A lot of times for sneaking in Viz, because, there's different parameters. We'll get to the floor parameters here in just a second.
So far, here's what I would suggest. Warrior Nin, Thief Nin, White Mage, Red Mage, Bard, and then a Sam. Unfortunately, we had a Dark Knight.
Lol.
Now, the reason Sams are so good, though, is because they can basically solo bosses if they're good enough.
That's true, though. I mean,
Revitalizer, Dusty Wing, have all your abilities up. I think the way that I figured out is you can do, like, 12 weapon skills.
Well, you wouldn't have the time in your 2 hour, but yeah, you can do, like, 8 easy.
Well, that's what the Revitalizer's for.
Well, even still, you'd have to have 2 Dusty Wings.
No, I'm pretty sure I would have to figure it out, but it's pretty gross. Like, what?
It's still
you
insane.
Can possibly
like,
do.
You
it is, yeah, absolutely insane. Killing. We had Arminius come on more than one occasion and solo the boss within like 30 seconds. No, less than 30 seconds. Like 10
I used to have a 7-step light skill chain that only used Gecko, Kasha, and Yukikaze, and it would just destroy bosses.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's how we did it, mm-hmm. and we were
yeah.
really successful. Mm-hmm. Although we did have an advantage is that we were all generally together over Skype,
right?
Which helped with communication a mm-hmm. great deal. So, also something to consider
now,
if your party members have Skype, use it.
Yeah.
Especially if you're setting up a static. I mean, that's where something like that can really make all the bit of difference.
In our case, too, we had to tailor our party based on the people that we had in it. Between our friends, whereas I think that most parties, like if you just take random red mage who's putting together a Nizul party, will usually be like a red mage, and then they'll either grab another red mage and white mage. So usually it'll be like 2 healers and then 4 DDs. I know some people who have a red mage and then just grab 5 samurais.
Yeah, yeah. That's another way that it can be done.
So, what about you, Velix? What do you usually go in with?
I've done so many climbs. The most the most seen one I've done, the most times I've gone that have had this setup, we've had usually a red mage or a white mage that could basically just heal everybody. We had a bard for the purposes of pulling and throwing out random buffs every now and then. And then just four damage dealers, all sub ninja, and we would just bounce hate all over the place. And that was usually what we found to be the most effective, and we could just rip through pretty much anything. I've done ones where we had like more of a standard old school party setup where we had like a white mage, a red mage, a paladin, and then a couple of DDs. Just all sorts of setups. I mean, every job is useful. It just depends on what your setup is and how you want to make things work. There's so many options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, we've also mentioned this before, too, I think on previous episodes, maybe on the Rogue's Den, and when talking about how cool Nizul is, but Velix has this down here on the outline that there are no useless jobs in...
Absolutely.
You know, there's no jobs where it's like, you know, no, we don't want that. Like, if you're fighting pucks, you're not going to bring along a black mage because Reflect is horrible. But in Nizul, yes, everyone has a purpose.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because as we go along here, you'll start to see there are so many variables, there's so mm-hmm. many variations, there's so many different things that could happen that you want. I mean, you know, let's say that you know, like you were saying, a red mage and five samurais go in, and then you know, on different floors, you can get stuff restricted. Let's right. say you know, weapon skills get
horrible,
get restricted, or you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. Or if you're mage heavy, magic gets restricted.
Remember the story like I told where we were fighting the boss version of the Soul Flayer, and we had white magic restricted.
Yeah.
So Teela basically had to heal the entire party with magic fruit.
Yep. Right. Yeah. I mean, and you know, like it says, no job is useless for Nizul. Mm-hmm. Even Puppet Master. And they're pretty much useless for everything.
There are some jobs that are overall better than others, yeah, but yeah. No job is absolutely useless.
Just kidding, I'm a Puppet Master crack anyway.
Lol, pucks.
Vicky, what about you? What about your Nizul setup?
Basically, when I hit about floor 40, we found a pickup group that was just phenomenal, and we stuck with them the whole rest of the way. And we were pretty much just a red mage, bard, and 4DD subbing either warrior or samurai, and we tore apart the floors in literally like 5 seconds. Like, honestly, I hate people that will come in and be like, I'm subbing ninja so I can have sneak and invisible. Yeah, they're like 7K, go buy a stack. That's all I've got to say.
Okay, money bags.
Well, it's not just about that. If you have a group that can tear the bosses apart that fast, that's cool. But if you have you know, groups who aren't putting out that much damage and all of a sudden the samurai pulls hate from one of the bosses and can't take the hits, then, yeah. You know, now you're down to DD and then you kill it.
You got to have a back.
And then you have 10 seconds left and something's dropped and they're like, no, raise me, raise me, raise me. And it's like, no, you need to release right now.
Yeah.
So if people are paying attention, though, it shouldn't end up like that. Like, your DDs won't die if people are paying attention.
If people are paying attention.
I don't know.
That's kind of the key word.
Nero paid attention and he tended to die.
I die all the time.
So let's say you have your party ready. You have your party all set. They've all went. They got their tags. You're sitting at Nizul. Someone's going to actually have to, just like when you go into a normal assault, someone has to get, like, the armband.
Yeah.
And that person's going to get, I think it's 10% more tokens.
Yeah. Do I not get to share?
No.
Wait, oh yeah.
Right. Okay, Max, what do you and Tiger Lame do?
Well, I've only ever had two pickup experiences. One was really terrible because four people had no idea what they were doing, so we didn't get past the first floor.
Yeah.
And the other was absolutely amazing because it was just a friend of mine and they were short one person for their static, and they had an Apocalypse Dark Knight, and we did like 10 floors on one tag.
Whoa.
Whoa.
So those are my only two pickup experiences. The rest of my experience was a static that we were together for almost 2 years. And all of us had at least 375 jobs, so we were really flexible. But the most common setup we took was on climbing floors. It was a warrior, a samurai, a ninja. No, sorry, a warrior, a dragoon, a ranger, a summoner, a red mage, and a samurai.
Okay,
and
I'm sorry to stop you, but how do you go from... 'cause you're like warrior, ninja, no wait... Dragoon Ranger.
The only difference is that the person who goes samurai goes thief on boss floors for a better chance at a drop. And, I mean, that was what we did all the time. And we had Nizul pr- practically down to a science. Everyone knew what to do. We were on vent, but nobody had to say anything because we knew exactly what we were doing. So that was my experience. And I mean, even though we were awesome at climbing and awesome at getting through it, we got f***ed for drops.
So you got your party. Someone grabs a tag. You go into Nizul. Like we said, you're going to see the pole there. If you have some tokens, you know, grab some things out of the chest. There's all kinds of goodies, potion type things, TP regen, normal regen, refresh, body boost, MP boost, all kinds of awesome things. And then someone's going to talk to the floor, to the lamp, and choose, let's say you're starting out floor one. It's your first time in there.
Yeah.
So you're going to pick floor one. You're going to warp in, all right? Now, basically, your objective here, unless you have an APOC dark, is to just get to your fifth floor and then exit, because you have to exit in order to save your progress.
Yep.
If you get to like floor 8 and then it ejects you, you can just start back at floor 1 again. You have to exit to save your progress. So when you get into floor 1, and this is for all floors hereafter, you're going to have an objective that you have to complete before the rune to the next floor unlocks. And this is basically what all of Nizul is about. So we're going to go through these objectives one at a time and talk about them.
Okay, before you do any objectives, I just have to say this, because the pickup groups that I hear, this is something you have to do before you do anything. Move off the lantern so people can find out what the objective is.
Yeah, please. Please. You're not going to get aggro probably within like 10 feet of that lamp.
Or you guys
generally
press F8 to target the nearest NPC target.
Which doesn't always work for some reason. I end up targeting random Tarus for some reason.
Never works for me.
What?
What?
I'm trying to make it work.
What are you trying to make work?
See, Tarus and technology just don't go together.
Lol, dentists.
Passing that message along to you.
You want to read the message now?
Yeah, would you like to read the message?
I don't know, you didn't tell me to read it on the air. But I guess I could.
Seeing as how you don't talk very much during these episodes anyhow.
Alright, I'll read this for him. I don't know if he wants me to, but I will. Surin of Remora just sent me a text message to tell Kahlo that all he's good for is hitting a mob once and dropping the alliance. LOL, thief. He just wanted me to pass that along to you.
It's true.
Okay, now go back to your corner.
Oh. I am a friend? Sit with the corner with me?
Yes. Go sit in the corner with Vicky.
Actually, I don't know. He looks at me funny.
Just give him cookies, it'll be okay.
I'm going to assume that going into Nizul, you're going to make sure people in your party know what they're doing. I mean, it should go without saying that before you go in, you say, hey, has anybody not done Nizul before?
That's generally an important question.
So then you can go through and explain objectives to them. So the first one...
As opposed to getting in there, staring at the chest, and waiting for someone to go, hey, what now?
Yeah, you know? Exactly. So, eliminate all enemies. Velix, you want to tell us what we do for eliminate all enemies?
Well, you're going to go into the floor, and there's going to be mobs, and you kill them all.
Yep.
And then you're done, and then you go up to the next floor.
Damn, that was hard.
Now, sometimes, however, it'll say stuff like something about gears. If it's, you know, do not, what's the exact wording?
Do not destroy archaic gears.
Right. Now,
discovery by archaic gears.
Do not destroy archaic gears means don't kill them. Sleep them, avoid them, whatever.
Yeah, right.
If it's avoid discovery, they cannot aggro you.
But you can pull them.
Right. And it doesn't count.
Yep.
Yep. Next one is going to be that you could possibly get is eliminate enemy leader, which means there is exactly one enemy on the floor that will unlock the rune of transfer amongst a bunch of other ones. Now, this notorious monster is going to be unique to Nizul Isle, as in they won't appear anywhere else in Vanadil, with the exception of boss floors, and you'll see them. Now, basically, you're looking for, we'll actually read off what they are, but you're looking for a Ot-Urgan monster that has a different skin from anything else you've seen before. For example, there are three imps, Maki, Maka, and Maku, and these imps are sort of like a creamish color, right?
Yeah, I think.
You can get one of three soul flayers, Vile Inif, Vile Wadadaha, and Vile Yabiwa, and
they're all a pain in the ass.
They're darker, you know, whereas most soul flayers like a pale color, these ones are like dark black.
Yeah.
Dark black, like metal.
No.
Right.
Some are shiny though.
They kind of look like Cthulhu.
Yeah, exactly.
A little bit.
You have one of three pierogos you can get: Iririri, Oririri, and Ururiri, all with the surname Samariri. There's like, oh god, like, what is there, seven flans?
There's one for like each element.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Anise custard, caraway custard, cinnamon custard. I'm skipping that one.
No.
Cumin.
Say it.
Cumin custard.
That's the one. Ginger custard, mint custard, nutmeg custard, and vanilla custard.
I think it's supposed to be cumin.
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 Oh. Sure, let's go with that.
Dirty
There's three Kikrins. Gem Heister, Rururune, Quick Draw, Sasarune, Stealth Bomber, Gagarune. One of four chariots, battle-dressed, long-gunned, long-horned, and shielded. And then the bosses, which you can find on the later floors, which, you know, you'll learn about them later, but that's Edamantoise, Behemoth, Fafnir, Cerberus, Hydra, and Chimera.
Yep.
So why don't we go through really quick and go through some simple tactics for taking
one thing,
out...
One thing, note on the chariot NMs, there is a spot where you can stand, call it the sweet spot, where you won't get hit by the AoEs.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, the little crease in between like its front nose things and its little side armor things,
that's
if you stand
why
in there...
stands there.
Owned.
You won't get hit.
Yep. So,
we kind of skipped over it, but the gears, if you fail those mini objectives, like, you know, not being discovered by them or accidentally killing them, you get negative side effects. Sometimes this can be as little as, you know, like, oh no, charisma down or something. But, I mean, if sometimes you can get actual time penalties to your half
like negative
time, those
1 minute.
Destroy a run if you're close on time.
Yeah.
Tokens reduced, things like that.
Yep.
Nobody cares about tokens. Except maybe Max, but...
Unless you're floor climbing, though. I mean, tokens are kind of important because you need different amount
boss
of tokens to get...
To
do different floors, yeah.
Well, you're going to have to farm them anyways if you're starting from one.
So. That's true. That's
so,
true.
If you're going up against imps, it's pretty easy. There's not really too much dangerous stuff. You know, just tank and spake and burn them down. Obviously, it's annoying when they silence or amnesia you. But
they only spam
there.
The one, so... Yeah. Each one only spam the one ability, so... Mm-hmm. You know what you're doing.
Now, the Soul Flayers, obviously, they're as horrible as Soul Flayers get. When they use... What's the ability that puts the horrible poison on you?
Oh,
bio?
The horrible bio and blind and...
Yeah.
Know. Yeah, basically, be on top of the erases. That it will destroy your party. It's like...
Oh, that bio is just so wicked.
It's like 20 or 40 a tick, isn't it?
Dude, it's sick.
Yeah, whenever we go into Nizel, we actually... My static groups, we actually made a rule where if you had the points, everybody had to buy a cleric's drink in case we came across... Soul Flayers, and then one person would use it to get rid of everything all at once, and then we got hit again, and another person would use it.
Yeah. So, if you are any job with Erase and you're fighting a Soul Flayer, that has to be your number one priority, because especially if you're going to run into a Soul Flayer, chances are you're on an undead floor, and if everyone's ticking down 20, 40 at a time and aggroing more stuff, it can just turn into an absolute nightmare.
Yeah.
We had a summoner main healer, so running out of MP was never a problem.
Yeah. Next, we have the Pierogos, which can turn you into frogs, so make sure you're on top of sleep.
See, those were the worst for me. I could deal with the Soul Flayers. I could deal with the Chariots. The Pierogos were just terrible. Those were the ones that undid all of our runs.
Yeah.
Well, because whenever you end up unfrogging or whatever, it's like you end up next to the biggest, baddest freaking mob on the floor that just decides, oh, I'm going to AoE and just wipe you all.
Worse, if your summer does Mountain Buster and accidentally targets you. So?
I don't think I've ever seen the frog charm happen in Nizel.
Well, the thing is, they don't do AoE frog charm. They only do single target frog charm.
Yeah.
So just make sure that someone is on top of sleeps.
Or if you're from my static groups, make sure someone's on top of killing your charmed members, because that's what we did. We just hate each other. And, like, oh, somebody's charmed, Gecko. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The custards are probably one of the easiest. Obviously, you don't want to like nuke it with something of the same element, but they take reduced weapon damage. So if you're a red mage, I don't care if you're against red mage nuking. I don't care. Oh, well, my nukes don't do much. They do on things that take increased magic damage.
I had to yell at my red mage a couple times because he's a very standard like community idea of a red mage. He does his enfeebles, he does his curing, he helps haste, he does refresh, and we're fighting these mobs and it's like, throw a fire at it. It's like, no, it won't do that much. Just throw a fucking fire 3 at it. And he throws a fire 3 at it, it does like 400 damage, but when the melee weapon skills are doing like 200 damage,
the
heck, a lot of damage.
Yeah, the custards are definitely what took longest for us on most boss boards.
Oh, definitely.
Because our mages just wouldn't nuke.
Custer's actually emphasized my favorite thing about my Nizul static. We were all, like, really close friends even before we started doing Nizul. So the best part about it was, like, nobody really cared. Like, if we failed, we're just like, oh, whatever, we can do it next week. So whenever we hit, like, an NM or something, our Ranger and our Red Mage, who is actually Tiger, they just, like, bust out weapon skills and bust out spells, and they chained all around the zone, and everyone was just laughing because we thought it was funny.
Oh, yeah, I know how that goes.
Oh, yeah.
When we were doing third-tier skill chains in Salvage with, like, three times, because we had a Q-Tippus with his lance. So, like, between him using Geiger Skogul, Ismin using King's Justice, and me using Evisceration, it would be, like, light skill chain, closed with a dark skill chain.
That's sick.
It was very sick. Kikrins can be very, very annoying, too.
A little running fast.
Yeah. Quick Draw Sasarun is probably the easiest. He's just a Ranger job. Just go up, do him out. But sometimes Gem Heister and Stealth Bomber, every so often, they'll
Gem
run away
Heister
and start dropping bombs behind you. And especially, yeah, if it's a place where, like, there's lots of links and they're running into other rooms, don't run after. Wait for him to come back.
Yeah, they will come back.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to remember that.
Yeah. But these
guys—they're very time-consuming.
These guys can really ruin a run on time.
Yeah, yeah. That's the biggest problem. Is that basically what you want to avoid is running your time too long? Because I mean, you've only got what 15 minutes.
30 minutes
to get through five floors.
Yep. Yeah, you got 30 minutes to get through, you know, to get through your five floors, and, I mean, that's really not a lot of time. It sounds like a lot of time, but, I mean, you know, how many times...
It isn't. It goes so fast.
Oh, it does. And I mean, I can't tell you how many stories I've heard of people, you know, losing gear by 2 seconds, 10
right.
seconds.
Yep.
It's just it's heartbreaking to hear about.
Keep in mind that, and we'll get to some more objectives, they're a lot easier and a lot simple, and sometimes floors can literally take 30 seconds. You know, other times they can take 15 to 20 if you don't know what you're doing.
Yep.
Velix, why don't you tell us about chariots, because I hate them.
Chariots, they're basically, if you do salvage and you can fight the bosses, they're pretty much like miniature versions of each salvage main boss. The Battle Dress Chariot will use his freaking Discord move, which is basically just AoE damage that really sucks. Then there's, you know, Homing Missile, which if anybody's bought Homing Missile, it's horrible. It's not nearly as bad as the Salvage version. It's, again, just AoE damage. Brain Jack from the Longhorn Chariot is just single target charm. And then the Shielded Chariot has Mortal Revolution, which kills everyone.
that's it.
And that's basically just that when you get a chariot, kill it as fast as possible. Mm-hmm.
Yep, mages, make sure you are standing as far away as possible. Can't tell you how many times when we would be fighting a chariot in like a small hall, like, you know, Scene or Juxo at first would be like right up next to us casting things like, no, get away, get as far away as you can.
Yeah, no,
like,
yeah.
Fighting like in the corner, there's like mobs on each side of the mm-hmm. room, so it's like, okay, I'll just go over here next to the
Soul Flare.
But yeah, I don't know about you guys, but when we got chariots like they were going out of style, like at least three of the five floors destroy all chariots, and nobody even had to read the objective. All someone had to do was press their push to talk key and vend and groan, and we all knew we had to do chariots.
Brutal.
See, Soul Flares were like that for me, like two floors, destroy all Soul Flares, there'd be like five.
Yeah.
Don't have time.
Yeah. We will get to the other ones, the H&M copies, when we get to boss floors. So the next objective is my favorite and absolutely the easiest one. This is the one that I was talking about that sometimes it can take literally 30 seconds. It will say eliminate specified enemy.
Yeah.
There is going to be one enemy somewhere in this floor amongst all the other ones.
It's just going to... But it's going to check impossible to gauge.
It's a normal one
mm-hmm.
that checks impossible to gauge. So it'll be like a lizard.
Sneaking
like,
and viz
like,
up.
Like just sand lizard.
Yep. Sneaking and viz up. Run around. Check everything.
Until you find it. And it's not
Kill
super
it.
Powered like
You're
an
done.
NM.
Yeah.
So usually like a sneak attack or a weapon skill will one-shot it. Boom. Up you go.
Just my static would just leave someone at the lamp, and then when it was dead, they sent us up to the next floor.
Exactly, yeah. That I mean, because you don't need six people to go kill a sand lizard, and I mean, you know, generally those mobs are not very tough, so yeah, definitely.
Yep.
Don't get tricked, though, because the archaic ramparts will always check impossible to gauge, even though they're really weak, and they'll never be it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just don't get tricked into and that. There, thinking, why won't it work?
Well, and it is good to know various, you know, NMs from around Von Adil when you go into Nizul, because they will, you know, things like Leaping Lizzie or...
There's some things that have a name that seems like it could be normal.
Right, but they... Exactly, but they are NMs that appear, you know, normally. Like, those are the NMs that, if you kill them, they'll sometimes drop the weapons.
There's a cockatrice named Pelican, which doesn't seem like an NM name.
Yeah,
but
right.
It is.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, stuff like that is really good to be aware of. And that's, you know, you'll just kind of figure that out as you go along.
Right. Velix, would you like to explain to us eliminate specified enemies?
The specified enemies. This is basically the bigger brother of specified enemies. There's going to be a specific group of monsters that will all... gauge, impossible to gauge, and you have to kill them all. These are all basically TOU type mobs that it will be in Soul Flares, Perogos, Flans, Keegan's Chariot. It's basically
Imps
a group
too.
For, yeah, I said Imps. Imps for, you know, a group basically for everyone that had an enemy leader. There's a group that you have to kill. Now, I mean, if you get specified enemies and you get Imps, I mean, it's just Imps. You know, you can send one person in to kill that one.
They're going to be specific types. Like, it'll actually be Heraldic Imps,
yeah.
Psych Flare, Perogo Gent, Ebony Pudding, Kikrin Astrologists, or Kikrin Treasure Hunters, and Racing Chariots. And again...
Specified puddings are pretty terrible, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just as bad as Soulflare.
They will check as impossible to gauge.
Yep.
Yes, and there's usually about 2 to 5 of them. I find usually there's 4 for some reason, but...
I got 6 once.
There can be up to 6. There sure can. We got 6 chariots one run, I remember.
I've never seen 6 chariots. That would have been horrible, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some of the floors, I mean, it's safe to say, and I don't think that we talked about this at all, when you go into a floor, it's generated kind of at random. So the floor design is different every single time. You don't really know where you're going.
Now,
so
the way that they do mobs, there's a sort of a pattern to it.
There is.
We'll explain that a little bit later once we get through some more of this.
But I mean, it's safe to say that some of the floors can be actually very big, and it sometimes takes, you know, God, 5-6 minutes of running around to find that last, you know, that just very last mob or you know, the one specified enemy or whatever. So you know, just know that it's not, these are not necessarily very small floors or zones, and you know, things like remembering where the rune of transfer is, that's really important. Mm-hmm. Just things to keep in mind when you're doing Nizul here.
Yep.
After you do it enough, you start to notice patterns, too, developing. And, like, for some reason, certain times when you get, like, an eliminate specified enemy and you notice the floor is huge, you can almost guarantee it's one of the frickin' imps off in a corner 5 minutes away from the rune of transfer. It just, it seems like the spawns of the floors aren't completely random, and they're set up to go with specific types of, you know, objectives.
I'd believe it. There's only so much randomization that you can program into that.
Now,
after a while, you'll kind of learn, like, you'll learn how the maps are set up, and because they're all kind of individual little rooms with little maze-like things inside, and eventually you'll start to learn, like, what's a dead end and what isn't, and where you go to get around and things like that.
Yeah.
You can only run into so many of the mazes that don't have an exit before you stop running into mazes.
Yeah, pretty much. So,
next one.
Yeah, what's next?
This next one is everyone's least favorite.
I love
favorite.
Lamps.
Oh, yeah.
Lamps are easy.
It could go one of two ways.
Right, but
though,
this is the one where one person can literally screw up everything and not even realize it. They can ninja screw your party.
Yeah.
Okay, so
we usually leave that person at the rune of transfer.
Yes. Always leave one person at the rune of transfer.
Juxta.
All right. And when you're,
I like staying there, it's so much easier.
When you're doing lamps, always pay attention. If you don't know what's going on, just follow instructions, okay? Because if the leader knows what's going on, everything will be fine, okay? Now, when there is a lamp floor, everyone's going to go out and start looking for lamps. When you find a lamp, stay by it, okay? Tell people, found a lamp, and stay by it. The first person to find a lamp is going to click on it, and it's going to say one of several things. If it says your certification code has been registered, then people will usually say code, and that means every single party member must touch that lamp. Just by touching it, you've done the floor.
That's it.
That's the
best
easiest one.
Best one ever.
Okay? If another one, there's another one that could say this lamp cannot be activated unless all others are activated at the same time. That's same time, in which you have to find all the lamps, and then at the same time, the leader will say go, and everyone will hit it. If everyone hits it and the rune doesn't activate, there's another lamp. There will always be between 3 and 5, okay? The worst one is the one that says this lamp must be activated in a certain order.
So yeah, this one.
I'm going to give you, here are some little tricks to know what order they go in, all right? If you were the first person to hit it, activate it right then and there, and then put up your little backslash so the leader knows you went first. From there, whoever finds the next one, hit it again. When all of them have been activated, the lamps will turn on. If they turn off, like the light disappears, that means you were not right in the order. If your lamp stays on, but the rune of transfer didn't open, that means the order wasn't right, but you were in the correct order. So for example, let's say there are 3 lamps. Aniro activates his first, I activate mine second, and then Vicky activates hers third, and they all come on, and they all turn off except for Vicky's. That means that Vicky's lamp was last, in which case I would go first, then Aniro, then Vicky.
Now, and that should be the order.
Yeah. Now, the reason why this gets so screwed up sometimes is because some people be like, my lamp didn't go off. My lamp didn't go off. And they don't realize that that's because you're in the correct order.
Right.
And they think that if their lamp is on, they don't have to activate it again. Because Vicky's lamp stayed on, she still has to hit enter and say activate lamp.
Yep.
All right.
You really don't want to screw up here, because if you do screw up, you have to wait a minute until you can try the order again.
30 seconds.
Yeah.
30 seconds. Yeah.
And if you and that's the other thing too, because if someone doesn't hit enter at the right time and then they just randomly do it, and you know, now the leader thinks that they were second, but they actually did it third, it can screw things up much.
Yep.
Make sure you know what's going on. Go to the wiki, read it 5 times. Know what you're doing.
Please.
The way my static did order was one person would find a lamp, click on it, and then they'd say, okay, order. So 4 other people would go out until they had found all the lamps. And when you found a lamp, you didn't click on it. You just put a little O in party chat, letting you know that the leader that you had found it. We had one person in our static who always designated the order. Wasn't one person. Don't let other people do it or you'll just screw up.
Yep.
Try the order, put a little slash in party chat once you've clicked it, and if it didn't work, then you have to wait 30 seconds and try again. But it was so much more effective than just people randomly running around and just trying different things. If you designate one person, it'll go a lot faster. Of course, this person had the worst luck in the world, and it was always the last combination that we tried.
Well, see, the reason, there was always one person who would designate an order, but the reason that we had it to where you would activate it as soon as you found it is so if there were 3 lamps... and we had found 3 lamps, people weren't still going around saying, is that all of them? Is that all of them?
Yeah.
Once they were all activated, you would know that's all of them.
Right.
And then you would just put up a little slash to say, this is the order we hit them in.
Plus, that also brings up the chance of complete and utter blind luck and actually getting the right order. And, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's why I think lamps are probably the best example of whenever, if you make a static party or even a pickup party, you want to designate somebody as basically god of the Nizel runs so that they are in charge of everything. They know what they're doing. They tell you what to do. I mean, it's great to be able to sit around and say, no, I think we should do this. I think we should do that. But when you're on a time limit, democracy fails big time.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, the person who calls cells and salvage. You don't sit there and bitch and complain about what cells you have or don't have. Who cares what shiny gear you're wearing in salvage? You have an objective to do, and you've got a very limited time to do it in. Mm-hmm. So let's get this shit done.
If you're a black mage in salvage and you say, no, I need my staves, you are not coming to salvage anymore. The next objective is by far the best free
that
floor.
You will never see.
Yes.
I have never seen a free floor.
We've seen free floors.
I don't think I ever was there.
You've been there.
I've seen but, one. It's because we went right.
But sometimes, actually, sometimes don't free floors have a bunch of treasure chests scattered about them that you
Yeah, they do. And they have really good stuff.
Yeah.
Doing Nizel for 2 years, I saw quite a few free floors, so they were always nice.
But basically, as soon as you zone in, the lamp will automatically light up, and then you just have to click it, and choose to go to the next floor.
If you're good on if you're good on time, do some exploring and see if you can get some good stuff from the chest. If you're
maybe because it's really easy. If you're like, oh, we're doing great on time, and then next thing you know, you get slapped with like five psych flares, and then a random chariot's just in there because
just because, yeah. But yeah, be careful. Mm-hmm. So that's mm-hmm. most of the objectives there.
And then obviously we talked about the secondary objectives, which are avoid discovery or do not destroy.
Yep. So that brings us to the NMs, the destroy party. Lords. Yeah, the destroy enemy leader that you get at increments every 20 floors.
Yep.
Yeah. So starting at floor this, you'd be entering at floor 15.
16.
And going to floor 20.
Yep.
You've got from let's see, for floors 20, 40.
Just 20 and 40.
20 and 40? All right. Mm-hmm. You've got a certain set of mobs that you're going to see here.
Adamantois, Behemoth, and Fafnir.
Yep. Now, it doesn't sound as bad as it might seem. Because these are very, very truncated versions of their Vanadil selves.
Lol Adamantois. Lol Behemoth. And as long as everyone stands on the paws, lol Fafnir.
Yeah, they're not that hard.
No, they're really not. You don't need to know, you know, super H&M strategies or anything. There's nothing much to taking these things
just
down.
Just the basic, don't stand behind Fafnir, and you'll be absolutely fine.
Don't stand behind any of these bosses. It's just a good thing to kind of get down. Like, regardless of what it is, just don't stand behind it.
Unless you're me.
Unless you're Kahlo and attempting to wipe the party.
I don't wipe them. Have I ever wiped the party?
Do you really want an answer to that question?
No, I'm asking a Nero.
That's what I'm saying.
I think he did.
No, I did not wipe the party.
I think you did.
I've never wiped the party. I've never wiped the party.
Lies.
No, Fafnir will not drop e-body. Sorry, people.
But they do, you know, drop a host of other gear.
And we'll get to the rewards are coming next.
Why don't we save the rewards for the very end?
Yeah.
That way. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Excellent.
Why do you stand on Fafnir's claws?
So that he doesn't do his breath attack.
Yeah.
He'll do it, you just won't get hit by it.
Yep. Yeah, it's conal damage, and it won't hit you as full if you're standing on his paws.
Yep. And what we can say right now is that on the 20th floor, you will always get feet gear.
Yep.
You'll always
Hopefully.
Get boots.
Or nothing.
Or nothing.
Or nothing.
Or nothing.
Or nothing.
Or the same weapon over and over and over and over again.
Paladin sword.
Bow. Friggin' bow.
On 40, you get pants. And then at 60, 80, and 100, you are going to encounter the TOAU H&Ms, which are Cerberus, Hydra, and Kamara.
These are a little bit more of a pain in the ass.
So at level... Or at floor 100, because at floor 100, they can use their signature move.
This is true. This is true. Although, you know, the resistance that both... Hydra and Cerberus put up. Those can be those could just be such a bitch.
Kamara's the easier
Cerberus
one.
Cerberus is like my mortal enemy.
we'll start with the easier one. Chimera, you know, obviously Tenebris Mist sucks, but I mean he has low defense, and especially if you have some heavy DDs, you can usually burn through him pretty quickly.
Yeah,
mages. Seriously, this should go without saying, but for some reason I noticed when we would do it, like the mages would stay there by the rune, you know, in that little hallway thing. We would pull the thing up and start tanking it, and the mages would still just stand there and then get hit by breath attacks. Mages. Nice. Tanks are dumb, okay? they have thick skulls and tiny brains. That's why they're tanks. So if they bring it up
offense.
And just start... Shh. If they bring it up and they're just standing there tanking it, and it's facing you, get out of the way.
Please.
But then they turn the mob so they're facing you again.
Well, then keep on your toes and keep moving.
I can't
think of it like musical Nyzul.
Think on your feet.
All right, you don't get cured anymore.
But, yeah, tanks, try to be conscious of where you're holding it and line of sight with the mages. Let's start with Hydra. Because Hydra and Cerberus have a similar move, but they are very, very different, okay? And Nero didn't know this, so he wasted lots of weapon skills.
I did.
Okay? With Hydra...
I admit it.
If you're hitting zero on Hydra, don't use a weapon skill, because it's timed. You are going to keep hitting zero until it expires. Whereas with Cerberus, he puts up a stone skin, So don't try and save your TP. Use it as soon as you can to get that stone skin down.
Yeah, that's ASAP. True. Yeah, I did the reverse. I wasted all my weapon skills on Hydra, and I would save all my damn TP on Cerberus.
Yep.
So make sure you know what you're doing, and don't pull a me.
Yeah, for Cerberus, I don't really have any special tactics or anything to him. You know, just do what you would normally do and try and burn through him. With Hydra, though, you want to stand on your left, his right, and try to break that head first, because that's the physical resistance head. If you are a thief, do all your trick attacks on that side, because critical.
I always
hits.
Went on Warrior, and my static would make me pop my 2 hour right away.
Yeah,
on Hydra.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. So other than that, like we said, it's not until floor 100 that they use their signature moves, which is, what's the one for Chimera? How is it pronounced?
Fulmination.
Fulmination, which is pretty horrible, but not bad as long as your mages are on top of things like Erase and whatnot. Gates of Hades for Cerberus, right?
Which just sucks.
Which just sucks.
It's just horrible.
Lots of damage, puts up that stone skin crap.
Yeah.
And then Hydra's.
G-O-T.
What's Hydra's?
Hydra's is nerve gas, which I've never seen him use in Nizel.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
So Did you just hear that? Juxta was the first one to answer your question. Juxta.
Oh, I block him out. I didn't hear anything.
He beat me. He beat Velux in there.
That's impressive. Just because of internet lag.
Oh,
obviously.
Oh, I see. Obviously. Yeah, obviously. That's it.
Uh-huh. So as far as rewards, 60 you get hands, 80 you get body, and on 100 you get a headpiece.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Just something that was kind of whenever you start a boss floor, usually the mages might be a little low on MP and they rest up. And while that's going on, there's a archaic rampart somewhere on the floor, and one of the people in all the groups I go with, they'd go out. Pull the rampart back. Melees would TP up on that a little bit, and then we'd all have 100% TP going into the boss.
Unless you are me and Luso, who we swear on our lives that if you don't kill the rampart, you have a better chance of drops. That's what we noticed.
Yeah, but you're insane, so...
I don't believe that.
Well, I've heard that. It's just a stupid rumor.
Yeah, it's just superstition, but it worked for us.
I assume you also have a millionaire's desk in your mod house called to get TH5.
It's true. It is. It gave me THK plus one. All right, so moving on to rewards, where we're going to start with the smallest rewards, which you get from NMs. Whenever you kill a normal NM, not like a specified enemy or specified enemies or family or even the bosses, but when you just find like Rock or Tom Tit Tat, they are going to drop a... What color is the chest that they drop? Are they the brown ones?
Yes.
Yes.
Item.
Yep. They will drop a brown chest. Upon opening it, you will get
ass box.
You will get a triple question mark item.
Sorry.
Now there is a small chance that when these are appraised, it will be the item that it drops. So if Leaping Lizzie drops triple question mark footwear, in all likelihood, you're going to get Solia's.
Leather bandana.
Yes. But there's a chance.
Yep, that's right.
There's a chance.
There's a chance.
Bounding boots. We can actually go through these really quick. Let me find it. Are the types of NMs that you can find. Floor 1 to 19. I'm only going to tell you the good ones. Floor 1 to 19. Bomb King. Leaping Lizzie. Jaggedy Ear Jack. That's about all of them.
Carnero's decent, but...
Floor 21 to 39, you can see Velcrum Emperor, Stinging Sophie, Western Shadow, Eastern Shadow, and I guess Aquarius?
Leech King.
41 to 59, you can find Argus, Bloodpool Vorax, Aquarius again? I don't know if Saboteur Balorean drops anything good.
Probably not. Spiny, you can get Refresh.
And, of course,
Ty
Sygen, who we all know drops the Refresh Scroll.
Yep.
61 to 79, Steel Fleece, Baldurich, Ungar, Keeper of Halidom, Circuit, Dune Widow. This is obviously a better floor. Ty Sygen again. And 81 to 99, you can see Capricious Cassie.
Stray Mary.
Sewer Syrup. Simurgh.
Yeah.
Pelican. Tom Tit Tat
again. Ty Sygen again.
And Ty Sygen again. Yeah, there's all kinds of them that you can find all over the place.
There's actually people I know who are there like, oh, you know, don't bother with the NMs. Don't bother even getting the triple question mark. It's always going to be bad. But to those people, the not the static I'm in, but a static that contains members of previous statics, they last week got their second Valley's Bow from Eastern Shadow.
Yeah,
wow.
I've seen Ungar Boomerang. I've seen...
I haven't seen any
Peacock Amulet.
Rabbit Charm. Seen anything?
I've only seen the maybe stupid ones. There, like, I've seen some stupid
rings.
Good
ones. Yeah, I've seen some good ones.
Seen, what did, I've I, seen we a got a couple ones. Astral Shields from what's.
Yeah, but Pelican's always up anyhow, and it's 100% drop. But that's still cool to get those, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the thing that drops out of the blue chests are usually just items like Body Boosts or Revitalizers, stuff like that. You can also get, which randomly drops from NM sometimes, and also is a guaranteed drop from the boss floors, is the... Oh, we're calling them Vigil Weapons now?
That's technically their name.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they drop the Vigil Weapons, which is basically the base form of the Mythic Weapons. Burning Fist, Double Axe, Mage's Staff, Sasuke Katana, Vorpal Sword, Brave Blade, which we've seen way too many of, Elder Staff, Mayan Gouge, Scepter Staff, White Slayer, Dancing Dagger, Inferno Claws, Quicksilver, Sturdy Axe, Werebuster, Death Sickle, Killer Bow, which we've seen way too many of.
Yeah.
Radiant Lance, Swordbreaker, and the Wind Slicer. And it should also be noted that on floor 100, they will always drop two, one of which is guaranteed to be the weapon for the whoever the job is that took you in. Like whoever,
it's whoever used
whoever
the tokens.
Has the armband, right? So if
arm. It's whoever used the tokens on the floor.
So yeah, whoever, let's say a white mage did it, it will always drop the Werebuster and something else. So now we come to what everyone is in here for, which is the armor.
Yay!
Oh yeah,
or lack thereof.
Or lack thereof. You have the Azkar Corazon set, the Galliard Sayo set, and the Denali jacket set. As we said before, footwear on 20, leg pieces on 40, hand gear on 60, body piece on 80, and headgear on 100. Apparently,
yeah,
though
really
rare,
bad.
It's possible for two pieces to drop at once.
I've seen it. Although it was like Askar feet. So.
Oh, you actually seen it? Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't anything awesome.
Askar feet are good.
And feet are better.
Yeah.
I'm talking like paladin status here.
Uh-huh. They're good if you're not using a shield or running around, like if you're kiting something, they're good for that.
Exactly.
So
pretty good if you're a warrior too. Not bad.
Let's open up these sets here and we'll tell you a little bit about them.
No offense.
Now obviously if you want to get the weapon skills for your Vigil weapons, being at floor 100 is best, because the higher you have a save disc, the less weapon skills you have to do. We'll talk about the numbers there. Actually, Velik, can you find that chart?
The one that says it takes like 16,000 points.
Basically, get to floor 100.
Who have done their weapon skills when they're only on floor 5, and I'm like, what is wrong with you?
I got my Wind Slicer on like floor 20, and this was before I had my Hagen on my Samurai, so I was like, I'll just use this in everything I do, and I ended up having it unlocked by the time I was like on floor 50, which is like 5,000 weapon skill points.
Well, right. My static was already at floor 100 when they actually released the weapon, so it didn't really matter.
Yeah.
We're going to go through this gear here and tell you a little bit about it.
Hi.
Juxta, you want to go through some of the stats and tell us what you as a red mage think of some of this gear?
Sure. Let's see what we got.
Not a good idea. All
right,
You're giving him a mic?
Shush.
After all of this?
I don't know red mage crap.
All right, we got the...
And Vicky's way over there.
Goliard.
And Tigers at work.
That gives... MP and MP recovered while healing too. Moving on.
What else does it give?
Yeah, that's all that matters. Now we got MP plus 20, HP plus 20, Mind plus 5, Charisma plus 5, Enmity minus 4, and MP recovered while healing plus 2.
Would you wear that on Red Mage?
I think when I'm resting.
It's good for White Mage though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. As Red Mage, I just wear my hat. That's so awesome.
When someone in our static got White Mage 75, that was our top priority, was to get them the Goliard head.
Yeah, the head's pretty decent for Red Mage. Goliard Sayo, HP plus 42, MP plus 42, Conserve MP plus 5, enmity minus 5, and haste plus 4%. That's pretty good.
You wore that, didn't you?
Yeah, I wore it, but I was kind of tired of my Red Mage AF body, too, so.
And then, Max, how about for other jobs?
I wear it on Summoner for power leveling.
fair enough.
We got so many Goliard bodies that I got my Goliard body when my Summoner was, like, 20.
All right.
The body gives you plus 2 to being purple, so.
Yeah. Now, as a black mage, both this and the first one's really like, what? I mean, I would probably, just because I'm insane with macros, is I would macro it into nukes just to get recast timer down, but macro back to my nuke gear before the nuke went off.
Yeah.
Because I'm insane like that. What about the cuffs?
Cuffs are accuracy plus 4, attack plus 4, magic attack bonus plus 4, and magic accuracy plus 4. It's pretty good. Pretty good nuking piece, I'd say, for Red Mage.
Enfeebling piece as well, and then obviously classes that like to pretend they can melee would also probably do good with that.
I think Puppet Master would use that for me.
Yeah, but like Puppet Master,
I guess.
Or lol, Red Mage. Let me rephrase that. Or lol, Heorists. No, wait. You know, he does crappy Red Mage melee, but at least he spends the money for it. He'd be wearing dust gloves.
Red Mage melee, so easy a caveman could do it.
is there any other classes that would use that, or?
I don't think white mages would. Black, like I said, a black mage could white potentially wear that for nuking and whatnot, but yeah.
For the Goliard legs, the Goliard trues, we got MP plus 28, physical damage taken minus 3%, enmity minus 4, and this is very important for red mages, pet defense plus 10 for when we have our pets out.
So the only time I've ever seen this war is when Luso was kiting like a chariot, 7 gears and all the pucks on the floor. He had this on as well as all his other damage down gear.
It's good for carby kiting.
Yeah, and then I would I want it for black mage just for when I'm running around, something's chasing me, and I'm not nuking at the moment, just to get, you know, as much physical down as you can get. Yeah,
it's still pretty good though. I mean, 3% is not something to scoff at.
Scoff.
How dare you scoff?
Doesn't automaton count as a pet? I'm not really sure.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
does. Okay. Yep.
And the last one, which are amazing.
Goliard clogs, dex plus 4, int plus 4, mind plus 4, charisma plus 4, evasion plus 5, MP recovered while healing plus 3, and magic accuracy plus 2.
It's pretty good for red mage.
Yes, I guess. Well, I mean, the feet are kind of small on Tarutaru, so you can't really see them.
Well, for black mages, I still have those. So, I mean, with, you know, nice int there, mind for stone skin, and obviously you have 2 magic accuracy on there. In fact, I think that the salvage feat for black mages are just barely better than that, or maybe a lot better than that, I don't remember.
Before Tiger got barred in Corsair 75, all he had was red mage, and that was basically all he wanted from Nyzul, was
yeah.
Goliard feat.
Yeah, it's definitely a good piece of gear. You don't get the mic anymore, by the way.
Well, you get, it's plus 4 dex for a sneak attack, too.
For those summoners.
Those red mage summon thief.
Yeah. Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, Annie, you want to go over the Azkar crap?
I can do that. All right, so taking a look, we're going to start at the head, work our way down, looking at the Azkar Zucchetto. Defense 23, strength plus 4, dex plus 4, vit plus 4, haste plus 4%. And I should mention that the entire set gives a max HP boost. And the jobs that can use this are Warrior, Paladin, Dark Knight, Beastmaster, Samurai, and Dragoon. Pretty safe to say that this headpiece is good for everything.
This headpiece, if I've seen people running around, and I know they have this headpiece, and they're wearing a W turban, and I just yell at them.
Yeah, if you have this,
throw your W turban to the ground.
And
even
stop.
If you don't have it, throw it to the ground.
Grab somebody else's and throw it to the ground.
Exactly.
Moving on here, we've got the Askar Karazhan on the body piece, one of the best body pieces in Final Fantasy XI. Defense 49, strength plus 5, attack plus 12, evasion plus 12, double attack plus 2%, and store TP plus 5. What an epic, epic, epic piece. If you have, just throw your Habrik out.
I threw my Habrik into the ground right next to the auction house where somebody bought it for 200K.
I thought you were going to say right next to the W turbine.
Let's see. All right. The Askar. The hands. They ask our hands. Whatever.
The Monopolis.
At least you don't have to say cum and custard.
It's cumin.
And they should put a Q there.
How do you like red curry and not know what cumin is? All right,
it
don't
has
like
been
red
cumin
curry.
Since we started doing Nizel, and Tiger was like, "Oh, it's cumin custard."
I'm sure.
Let's see. All right, so the Askar hands, defense 23, dex plus 5, evasion plus 8. We've also got enmity plus 4, haste plus 2%, and that's pretty much it there. Not bad. Not a bad alternative for, you know, like,
Homam
hands. Yeah. Terrible. Not great. I don't know. I personally wouldn't use them. Just, I have Homam.
You have
hands.
Enough enmity as is.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, whatever. Enmity doesn't mean squad. I have 4 enmity merits on my samurai and I would use these if I had them.
Well, that's because samurai steal hate anyway.
Yeah, what's the point? If, like, you know, it's being a Dark Knight. I cast Soul Eater, you know, I weapon skill. Oh, I took hate if I hit. And now it's like, well, what the hell does it matter how much negative enmity you have? Jake and hate anyways.
Like I said, I've got a home am.
Pretty much negates
all of the stats on there. I'm trying to think of a situation where I'd want to use it over another piece, and I can't. If you had a home am, you wouldn't. Right, exactly.
As a Dark Knight, the only... You know, Paladin would use this because it has the enmity. Homam doesn't have enmity, does it? The hands?
It does. It has a little less enmity than these do. So,
but it has more haste
as to which you would use.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so
it
really,
has more haste and it has direct accuracy.
You're only going to use these where you would normally use Homam if you don't have it.
Right.
Or if you're too cheap to buy Dusk for yourself.
Yeah, that too. So that gets us to the Askar Durs.
Durr. Named after Juxta.
Yeah.
These are the pants. Defense 32, HP plus 15, MP plus 15, Int plus 4, Dex plus 4, Accuracy plus 5, and Attack plus 5. These aren't bad. Oh, and for your pet, Defense plus 10.
If only Red Mage could wear them.
I
go here with my other things.
These aren't bad. They're not terrible for a TP piece. I see a lot of people walking around in them. I was never able to get a pair, but I mean, there's definitely gear that's better, but you know, it's rare X and you just did Nizel to get them, so why not use them?
These are the Byakus Haidate alternative from what I've seen.
Yeah,
if you can't get the Haidate, a lot of people are using Askar Durs instead of those just because they haven't got the drop yet or they don't do Sky or whatever.
Yeah.
I'd say that's pretty fair. In my case, though, I think that it would be more beneficial to, you know, do something like Shantotto Ascension and get those pants, or you know, even more towards Ares. But again, not a bad TP piece. Not something that you're going to be want a weapon skill in.
My dragoon friend wanted them just so he didn't have to wear those hideous brown pants that only dragoon warriors can wear.
Whatever.
Those ones, yes.
Yeah.
Those pants are good though. Yeah, you don't have like home armor.
Let's see. The final piece here.
You guys hear that? Hold on, I'm getting a special public service announcement. It says Askar feet not an acceptable alternative to end feet.
That is true. Not an acceptable alternative, and here's why. Defense 17, MP plus 30, strength plus 3, agility plus 3, no, I don't think so, and damage taken, minus 2%, enmity plus 2. I guess it's okay if you're a paladin.
Or scene.
Yeah.
No, and they're good for samurai defense setups, because, I mean, samurai takes hate a lot. I have a decent defense minus setup in Sam, so Sam and paladin could really benefit from those.
Yeah, the MP would really help.
I never said
that was a good one. High five.
No, I never said anything about using him as an alternative for end feet. I'm a bit smarter than you give me credit.
I wear them on Warrior when I'm running around because unicorn feet are hideous.
That's about all they're good for, Max.
They're pretty shoes, basically.
Yeah, they are. They are. That is mm-hmm. that is pretty much the long and short of it. But the max HP boost that you get from the entire set when you're wearing the entire set, HP is increased by 10%. Base HP plus equipment HP is taken into account when wearing the full set. So,
Yay, more HP. Go Merit.
I'm just not sure why anyone would wear the full set of any of these at one time.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense just given the stat layout. I would say that you'd... If anything, you'd be looking at min-maxing with a setup like that, but you know, there's just so many better ways to do that.
Yeah. Moving on to the set that Monk, Thief, Ranger, Ninja, Blue Mage, Corsair, and Dancer can use, we have the Denali set. And we're going to start out at the top with the Denali Bonnet, which has Agility plus 4, Mind plus 4, Attack plus 3, Evasion plus 3, and Haste plus 4%. For most of these classes, you're looking at the same kind of thing that you were with the Azkar Zucchetto, is if you have a Walrara Turban...
Throw it to the ground.
This isn't bad. I don't know, attack plus 3, haste plus 1, because it really depends. I mean, if you want a min-max and you absolutely need every bit of haste you can, you know, take...
It's decent for Corsair.
Cool. Yeah, yeah, it's not as good as the Zucchetto, because the Zucchetto you get strength and dexterity, whereas here you get agility and mind...
I think, though, the Corsair AF helm is better than mm-hmm. Denali.
Yeah, I think in most cases, especially with the jobs that I have it for, which is Thief, I would use this over Walrara if I was soloing, since you get that extra 3 evasion and 4 agility. Ellison, do you have any comments for it for Monk?
It's okay for Chi Blast if you don't have your Relic Head. Relic Head actually has more mind, but other than that, I don't think I would really use it for anything other than maybe Chi Blast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see Dancer.
I wouldn't wear it on Ninja.
It. But again, if you have Walrara Turban, just stick to that, I guess. Next, we have the Denali Jacket, which for Ranger is awesomely amazing. For Corsair, I would assume it's also awesomely amazing.
Yeah, it is.
It's
that's
decent.
What I hear.
There's better. Mm-hmm. Well, assuming you can get the Relic Body, but yeah. Which Tiger can't. But
oh no.
He doesn't have Denali Body either, so.
A body piece on or something?
We are expecting either a voicemail or an email from Tiger after hearing this episode.
What does he wear? Now that I think he wears his
Scorpion harness.
His add-on. No, he wears his add-on body for the magic attack bonus, which I don't know. He's obsessed with quick draw. I don't know why. That's all he ever talks about is quick draw.
Can't you just macro that in though?
Yes.
He does.
No, the body. I think he's talking about the body piece. Right?
For quick drawing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what does he wear when he's not quick drawing?
I can't
chest
remember.
Hair.
He's ripping on him today.
If he's not
Tiger's wearing. Chest hair is very patchy, so I don't think he'd want to show it.
Really? The yes. Fury has patchy...
Just call them out on
I imagine
radio.
Just being like this bramble scar of like a jungle.
Like a tiger?
No, you should hear him when nobody else is around. He's like, I bruise easily. Take care of me.
No wonder he's a friggin' Corsair.
So now he's a kitty lame?
Oh.
It's pretty bad when Jux is ripping on you.
He says in third person.
If he was here, we probably wouldn't be talking as much shit as we are.
Oh,
that's bad.
The Denali Jacket for Thief is very situational, but it would make freaking amazing piece for Trick Attack, especially if you have the AF plus 1 gloves. Awesome. But that's only if you're doing vanilla Trick Attack, like... all by itself, not with a weapon skill or anything.
Wouldn't that be a new Trick Attack? Because ever since, like, before you would have had to done it with SATA.
What do you mean a new Trick Attack? No, vanilla means plain, by itself.
Well, sorry, not in my world, but, you know, vanilla means, you know, old school, like how it would have been in the past, where you would use, yeah, anyways.
Did they change the meaning of vanilla in Canada? I
what? Well, no, so you're agreeing with me?
Yeah,
right?
I do. Okay, I totally agree with you.
Yeah, you're from Canada.
I know exactly.
So,
no, it's just
I'm sorry. No, you're right. I'm using the like, all right for those of you in Canada. You would want to use the Denali jacket for maple trick attack. is that better?
Bacon trick attack.
Bacon attack.
Canadian bacon.
Denali
I wore
wristband.
A Kinogi on my Ranger instead of Denali, and people are like, why are you doing that? And I'm like, shut up. If someone had given this to me, I would have had to pay $2 million for it, so I'm wearing it.
Whoa. Ellison, for Monk... Anything?
Want Tim Hortons,
would you use a Denali jacket at all?
Oh my god.
The subtle
don't
large
say that. Now I want
to
go.
Oh my god. Felix, you need to like send me some coffee and some Timbits to last me like forever. I'm going into withdrawal down here. There are no Tim Hortons in South Carolina.
All I
I'm
say
dying.
Is Tim Hortons, and now they're just off in their own world.
Well, you don't understand.
You don't understand.
Is that the place where you eat the bowl?
Yes.
They had that at some point, yes.
They don't have that anymore?
I haven't seen commercials for it.
How can you not?
Can we stop discussing the finer points of Tim Horton's menu here?
No! It's more important than
don't you guys have, like, at, like, McDonald's or Burger King, you have, like, fries that you put gravy on?
You mean poutine?
Yeah, that's gross.
You haven't seen it, I don't think, Max. But
McTaco?
They have,
what?
In England, they have McTacos, McPizza, and McBeer.
What?
Alex, what were you saying?
I want McBeer, period.
What were you saying, Val?
They have, if you buy a coffee, you can get like a 50-cent donut. So it's
oh
just
my
awesome.
God. Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a new thing they're doing.
God, I would just. I worked at Starbucks for a while, and every day I would go across the street.
Hey,
and I would take a Tim Hortons coffee into work while I was working
Canadians.
At Starbucks.
Nice. Hey, Canadians, I'm sorry to interrupt, but this show is a boot LBR. So let's.
Oh my god.
So can we please talk about Nizul, eh?
The Nizul story, just listen, but it's completely irrelevant. Or it's completely relevant to Nizul. That's what we're talking about.
It is not relevant to Nizul at all, eh?
Slip, you said irrelevant.
It's relevant to Nizul. So we were doing an eliminate all enemies, and we were trying to find one, and it was a ghost NM. And I was running around, and I found it. I said, oh, look, it's a boot. And my friend was like, ha, 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 you said a boot.
Okay. Nice.
Okay.
I was waiting. Ellison. I was waiting for the story to end with Tim Hortons somehow.
Ellison.
Tim Hortons.
Denali jacket.
Running around, like, trying to find a Tim Hortons in Georgia. Like, all you find is Waffle Houses.
Oh, God, Waffle House.
Denali jacket. Good for Monk.
Excuse me, I have to throw up now.
Okay.
Denali jacket, yeah. It's not as good as some of the other pieces you could use, like Shiratogi, obviously, but the subtle blow, I don't think the relic has subtle blow.
No one
on
cares about subtle blow.
Well, it's good for something.
We talk about
you
salvage
can stack
bosses.
It up with like the melee.
You,
all
right, if you have a white mage with Auspice, you don't need subtle blow.
You can stack it up though for some things. Like I know somebody who used it in. Shit, where was it? Okay, well I know somebody who used it for something I can't remember.
All right, looking at the Denali wristbands next. This is another pretty good piece, especially for Thief. I use them whenever I would tank something, which with Frice, that was me tanking a lot of stuff. Strength plus 4, Mind plus 4, Attack plus 6, Evasion plus 6, and Damage Taken minus 2. I use these for solo purposes as well, and then Macro and Haste into my Utsut Semi. Would you use them on any of your jobs, Max?
No, yeah. I use Dusk on Ninja, and that's the only job I have that can wear them.
Yeah, I think Tila uses them on Dancer when she's not trying to haste stuff, like if she doesn't have Dusk gloves on. But again, you know, because the evasion and the negative 2 damage isn't bad.
Attack's nice.
Monk.
For Dancer.
It's okay for counter stance setup. Maybe for Chi Blast because of the mind, but I think there's some mage gear thing you can wear that's better.
The Nelly Kex, they have a little bit better. Obviously, there are still more that's like way, way better, but as a smaller alternative, they're not bad, especially for Thief, because they have Dexterity, 3 and agility 3, as well as accuracy 3, ranged accuracy 3, evasion 3, magic attack bonus 3, and magic accuracy 3. This is the first piece that we're seeing that is exceptionally good for blue mage, whereas it's marginally okay for some of the other jobs.
This is awesome for Corsair.
Oh, here we go with Corsair again. Tiger's magic attack bonus set.
Well, not even that, just the ranged accuracy. There's not really that many ranged accuracy legs for Corsair.
Scotty.
It's just, they don't really, oh yeah, let me just go do salvage for a little while. I mean, and they're really awesome for Dancer, because Dancer gets absolutely crap in terms of equipment. Like, we get nothing, and these are really good for Dancer.
Excuse me? You get nothing? How about your stupid freaking piece of crap relic cape?
Oh, my relic pants?
Go wear your Cobra relic Subligar!
No, I have haste pants that are awesome.
Yeah, that's stupid. Oh, and then you get a relic cape that's just like, hey, let's take everything that thieves need and put it into one piece, and then not give it to them. Let's give it to dancers.
QQ more.
Yeah. Do not make me come over there.
So it's like Mayaka's Haidate all over again?
Exactly, except for dancers specifically.
Right on.
Moving on.
They were
all Gamashes.
Except everything thief has that, you know, everything thief wants, we'll give it to dancer.
Why do you have the Final Sacrifice to Canada song pulled up?
Oh, you know exactly why.
Oh, no.
So the Denali feet, not really that great for Thief. If you're wearing them, I don't know why you are. Just for people to laugh at you or something? They're good for Blue Mage and, I guess, Corsair?
For when
The Int, I guess.
Yeah. They Blue have... Strength, Int, and Mind plus 3, and then Accuracy and Magic Accuracy, or actually plus 5, Magic Accuracy plus 3. I guess a monk might use them for Chi Blast?
Magic Accuracy helps Quick Draw to not be resisted.
Like the light shots and stuff?
Question mark. Okay,
that's what Quick Draw is.
If you don't do Sky, you could use them for Chi Blast, but that's about it. But
okay,
that's
so.
That's really only when you use Chi Blast anyway.
So, Denali Feet, our collective analysis of Denali Feet is like. Yeah, they're, I guess, you know, probably.
Maybe.
Question mark.
Would Blue Mage use them?
Yeah, Blue Mage would use them, I guess.
At least that's what Silver says. But how can we trust him?
Yeah.
He's a Blue Mage.
Lol.
Quick Draw Felix can be partially or totally resisted, just like a magic spell can.
But I didn't really think about using magic accuracy, because usually when I'm fighting mobs my own level, I don't get resists.
Silver Striker says in all caps, blues love Denali feet. So yeah, they're good for blue mages.
Well, good.
There's your answer.
You can have your blue mage Denali feet. Go away.
Fusion's a noob. I don't know if we've discussed that yet.
Yeah, not this episode.
I met Fusion at Yomacon, and I decided I liked him better than you, Kello.
Guess who doesn't care? That's me, by the way.
Oh.
No one guessed, so I just give you the answer. It's probably too hard.
Is that like one of those things where it's worth gamer?
Set bonus is reportedly 20 accuracy.
Alright.
Yeah, alright. Cool. I guess.
But again, never a situation where you'd want to be wearing the whole set. So.
Yep.
Alright, so that wraps up gear.
That does. In fact, I think that
covers, I think.
Wraps up everything.
I think it does.
Runic key, hello.
Yeah, when you get to floor 100 and beat that boss, upon exiting, you get your runic key. Ta-da! Ta-da!
Which does effectively...
Allows you to do quests to get stuff.
Oh.
Well, no, it allows you to have part of many things that you need in order to do quests to attain stuff.
So, for the mythic weapon, though, right?
Oh, it's like, yeah, that's part of it, but you also, you know, captain rank, finish TOAU, blah, blah, blah.
No, fair enough.
Yeah. Grats on
Yay.
Your key.
All right, so that's fairly much.
No, that was not the wrong button. I exited because I'm tired of you people.
Just
as sad.
I want to see what they say.
It's right there.
I can't read that far away.
Go over there and read.
You need better glasses.
You haven't given him a hug yet. It's been forever since you've seen him.
I can't read that from here either.
You can't?
I'm blind as a bat.
I can.
While we're here,
I can read it from here.
Yeah, back.
Thanks, Juxta. Thanks. You can stop touching me now.
No, I like hug.
No,
have you given Vicky a hug yet?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
She's new, I can't hug her yet.
Why?
She hasn't She doesn't have enough rep with juxtaposition yet. She needs more rep.
Well, now the last time we brought on a new host, he was all mad and jealous about Gamer becoming a new host.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised the fact that you've graduated and we got a new host instead of you. You're taking that surprisingly well.
Yeah.
Well, you gave me a vacation. I mean,
you took a vacation. We didn't want you to come back.
That was a hint.
I'll go back if you just hand me the card back.
No, again. Just leave.
No.
Leave.
I like you.
Don't touch me. I will. Seriously?
We gotta get the band
no,
back together.
No.
Column
no.
Position.
No.
Column
no.
Position.
No.
That sounds
no.
so wrong.
No.
Column position. Just,
oh, is that the name of your love child?
No. No.
That's disgusting.
No.
It's better than Juxto.
No.
Juxto.
No.
Sounds like
some
kind of cleaning solution.
It does.
Cleaning with Juxto. Now it's lemon.
Oh, it's
Billy Mays is dead.
Oh, having you back, Juxta, is so
wonderful.
Something. I don't know what. All right, it's time for emails.
Emails. Can I read that one?
Yeah.
Dear Limit Break Radio, I am an avid MMORPG fan and I'm proud to say that I listen to the LBR often, even though I no longer play Final Fantasy XI. I have a few questions that I would like to ask you all. Now, if these questions have already been asked, please let me know in which episode they're in if you know. First, I was curious about the class systems of Final Fantasy XI when compared with other MMOs, and would like to know, and unbiasedly as possible, what you like and dislike about the systems. Final Fantasy XI is the only MMO that I know of where the player can change jobs, and personally I think that having this system in other games would be great too. What do you think? Secondly, do you play any other MMOs? What are they, and how do they compare to Final Fantasy XI? Lastly, I noticed that playing Final Fantasy XI seemed to take up loads of time. I play World of Warcraft, and there appears to be a major difference in time consumption, as getting to level 75 in Final Fantasy XI sounds like a huge feat, while nobody cares whether or not you're level 80 anything in World of Warcraft. What do you think about this? Just wondering what you all thought. Thanks, love the show, keep up the good work. Jared. P.S. Sail, you rock.
Sail does rock. That is
juxtaposition you as the rock do.
All right, let's start with your first question. The job system from Final Fantasy XI, I think, is probably the best way that job classes have been handled in an MMO to date.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah, I agree.
I love it.
I'm going to agree on that. I've also played WoW, and you tend to, obviously, this can go with any MMO, you as a person, as a gamer, develop a close bond to your character.
Yeah.
You know, it becomes part of who you are, and if you want to do something else and you just flop onto another one, it, you know,
it doesn't feel the same.
It doesn't. Like, I just have the one character in WoW, and the reason why is I don't want to go back and do all the stuff over again.
Right, yeah. Can you imagine
Can
you imagine having to do, you know, chocobo quest, airship quest, ranked missions, all that shit all over again?
Yeah.
Hell no.
So yes, definitely being able to switch jobs is definitely something that Final Fantasy XI did very, very right.
And you know what? It does, I mean, it really does help you build an affinity with your character, mm-hmm. and with your, you know, with your avatar. And I do think that it, to date, it has the best execution of a job system.
Out of all the MMOs I've played, same thing. Because you don't want to have to go out and try and get this incredibly hard to get piece on six different characters because you want to play different jobs.
Yeah.
Or go through COP five times.
God, can you even imagine?
Oh.
That was horrible. I would agree with all of that, but I would add a but. They did everything well except the inventory system because we just don't have enough space.
Yeah, okay.
True.
Yeah. All right, I'll second that. Although they did, you know, the Mog Satchel addressed that. I mean, they're trying.
Limitations. And it was a great idea, but I think that pieces weren't able to, you know, become somehow when you changed a job, the piece would become something else that was for that job. So you didn't have to have 12 pairs of pants for Paladin, 12 pairs of pants for Thief, 12, you know. It just didn't work that way.
Right. And, you know, Zeru Meru, one of the hosts from Voices of Vanadil, said here in the Starbreaker chat that one of the biggest issues in WoW, and I got to say I agree with this, is invalidating expansions.
Stop touching me.
Where You know, the main issue is with WoW, at least that I've noticed, is that once a new expansion comes out, there's no reason to do anything mm-hmm. else in the game, because all of that gear, all of the stuff that you have to do is not dependent on anything in the old expansions, and it also is better than everything in the old uh-huh. expansions as well. So it just kind of it doesn't give any incentive to go back and play some of the older parts of the game, which are, I think, probably just as valid right. and just as fun. And Final Fantasy XI does it in a way where, you know, it's not necessarily the gear or the place that you know, you unlock. There's a variety of different reasons why you progress with that character in missions, in quests, in, you know, gear. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, take example, for example, gear. You know, I myself, I've got pieces from, you know, the original, you know, I've got JSE, I've got
right. Sky is
pieces.
Still, is still
yeah,
as,
exactly. People
as,
still do Sky. I mean,
still do Sky. Yeah, exactly.
Nelia left halfway through to go do Sky. Uh-huh. You know, she left the Starbreaker chat. So people right. still do Sky, and it's still valid, and it's still stands on its own merit, and I think that's also something that Square
right.
Enix and Final
and,
Fantasy
and obviously,
11 did really well.
You know, he talks about this in one of his other questions, and it sort of comes into the fact, you know, this is why I feel that WoW does that, is what Final Fantasy VII's like mission statement sort of kind of accomplishes, and what WoW does is WoW is a lot more streamlined. You know, 2 years from now, when there's three different endgame zones, people are still going to be going to Sky.
Yep.
You know, you're still going to need all that stuff. And I think that's one of the things that makes it take so much time, or why, you know, to some people it yeah. seems like there's way too much to do. And that's fine. You know, that's the type of game that it is. Whereas WoW is more aimed at a generalized audience, more streamlined, yeah. you know. So, but yeah.
There's pros and cons to any kind of MMO.
Yeah,
and it's
absolutely.
Safe to say, we have all played a variety of kinds of MMOs. And
no one as much as Eru.
Yeah, exactly.
He's played all of them.
But Final Fantasy XI, it's pretty safe to say that nobody plays Final Fantasy XI here to exclusivity, to where we don't play anything else mm-hmm. or any other kind of MMOs, or haven't at least tried any other kinds of MMOs. So, yeah, I think that, you know, there are definitely some pros and some cons, and the time sink, I would say, is the biggest con,
definitely.
At least for me. Yeah.
But they're working on that. They're doing
oh,
a lot
they,
of stuff.
Yeah,
making it a hell of a lot easier.
See, the thing is, though, it's not even necessarily the time sink. Like, FF by itself takes a lot of time, because if you know how to devote your time and you have the right, you know, kind of people and you execute your time well, you can get things done really quick. The biggest problem nowadays is the reason it takes so long is because you need people to do it.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Know, if you want to do salvage, you need to have...
You gotta have the bodies, man.
Right. So, yeah. you know, and it's really finding those people to be able to do it.
Yeah, that's...
But I think salvage to me is the hardcore endgame of Final Fantasy XI. I mean, I know it's pretty easy...
Right, again,
doing,
that's just an excuse. Like, if you want to do Divine Might, you know, you have to sit there nowadays probably shouting for several days to get people with you to go
weeks.
Do Divine
I
Might.
I mean, weeks, dude. It can get ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Salvage isn't that hard. I think that jailers are like the epitome of assessing your skill in Final Fantasy XI. Jailers are so hard.
Not
especially the higher tier ones. Like, you can't... You have to have people who know what you're doing when you're doing jailers. At least this is my experience. Any other in-game, you can take people and you can teach them as you go.
I haven't done a whole lot of Siege, just because I don't know. The rewards were never really paramount for me. So
you know, I think it is. I think that it's not necessarily that. It's just there's such a huge disconnect between doing the easy stuff and getting to 75, and then the end game is just there's a huge gap in the middle that doesn't really have anything in there, and it's just you go from, you know, maybe being able to do things with two or three people to full alliance. There's no halfway point, really.
You have like assaults.
Leveling doesn't teach you how to do endgame. You could get all your jobs to level 75 and never do anything, and you wouldn't have a clue what to do in endgame.
Yeah, it doesn't make you necessarily any more prepared than anyone. I mean, it makes you more flexible because you can bring more stuff.
Right.
But
whereas, another example of something that does is in WoW, you have dungeons of all levels, so you're learning to work together with people as you level.
Yeah, and
it slowly, gradually gets more complicated. But, yeah, no, you know, Square Enix is definitely taking steps to improving that with things like Fields of Valor or Assaults is obviously, you know, a small gap
level
in between
sync.
Leveling and...
Level sync, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I hear people say it's so hard to get to 75. Yeah, try doing it 5 years
ago. Oh my god, when like when like going from one level in the 70 area was like 400,000 experience.
Oh yeah. 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 I have this idea that, you know, even from the outset that the developers of Final Fantasy XI expected way more out of the player community than what was reasonable. And I mean, you can even see that going back as far as the XP adjustment getting to 75.
The Japanese are sitting there going, pansies.
I know, right? All right, so moving on to our next email.
Hello again, Limit Break Radio crew. This is the player formerly known as Firefox, now Yuzuru of Hades, writing in about something I thought about for my time playing. The MMO that shall not be named.
Oh, we just named it a bunch.
Pause for negative criticism.
World of Warcraft.
Anyhow, I was thinking that Square should give us the ability to change our character's race and gender. Now, there would obviously have to be some sort of fee, and maybe sometime you would have to wait before doing it again, like changing a server. Or else it would probably get abused, i.e. people changing to Gulka just to play Paladin, then Tower to play Black Mage. Let me know what you think of this idea. Best wishes, the player formerly known as Firefox.
I think switching race is there is some potential for abuse. I think what he mentions, someone switching to Gulka to play, you know, to focus on Paladin.
You're obviously not going
to
do it every single chance you get.
Yeah, absolutely. And I understand that. And I think that there is probably room for going back and re-customizing characters, or, you know, maybe there's facial aspects that you would want to change, or, you know, you'd want a different face type or something. I think that should be open for option.
I've wanted to see that for a while because I didn't realize the face I picked was probably the most popular elven female face in the game.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if they're going to charge a fee and you want to pay the fee to do that, it's not a detriment to anyone else. If you
I want a fucking beard.
Why don't you get one to begin with?
I know so many of the bearded teams. They're everywhere.
I just want to change my hair color. I'm sick of it.
Yeah. I think that I'm not for the idea of race changes just because I've memorized every Gelka on my server, all 50 of them, and I don't want to have anybody new coming into my little sister. But it's just, I'm totally with the idea that maybe you want to change your hairstyle or change to another sex of that race. But I don't really think that they should allow race changes completely, because that just sort of, it's like the whole idea of Final Fantasy is that it's very, despite the fact that we might not do it, it's very RP role-playing, you know, centric, and the idea that you go through all of this stuff with your character, even if you're just one of those people who smashes enter to get through all the cutscenes, you're still going through this as your character, and you are you, and you can't just say, I'm not going to be me anymore, I'm going to be this. It just doesn't work.
I totally agree with that spirit, and I think that is true of Final Fantasy, but, you know, I think it would be nice to be able to change some features that you can't at the moment. But obviously, I think race changing is more important just because of the impact that it has on stats. Right. That's why I probably would be a little bit hesitant to say, hey, yeah, let's do race changes.
Well, see, that's why if they're gonna put a fee in there. I mean, if you want to pay,
I guess
15-20 bucks to be a Gulka Paladin instead of a Tara Paladin, more power to you,
like,
I guess.
Shouldn't have picked a Tara to start with.
I heard a rumor that they were thinking about putting it in, but I mean, like Velik said, like, I would never change my character, because if I changed her, she wouldn't be Max anymore, she'd be someone else. But I mean, I heard they were thinking about putting it in, but they also said they were giving us new avatars, so...
Yeah, where are those? Broken promises.
Is it like a barbershop or something where you can go change your hair for some gill or something?
They have that in WoW, where you can just go and change facials in your hair and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would be cool, and maybe add in...
Yeah, add in a couple new hairstyles or colors
they
or something.
They can't add new faces.
Oh, no, they can't.
The developers said that if they add new faces, they have to do every single piece of gear all over again.
And the PS2, dear God, it would explode. Flying pieces of black plastic
Good.
Are going everywhere.
Then they
everywhere.
Can't use that as an excuse anymore.
Exactly.
Oh, this is a long one.
All right, Kahlo.
Hey, guys, this is Zeroy from the Cerberus server once again. Now, let me tell you a little sidetracking story. the gill hungry thief I am. I'm currently working on getting my goldsmithing up and was looking up on some recipes, etc. I decided that I'm going to craft and want to check the prices on lightning crystals. Search for lightning on FFXI.com and notice a ring called the Lightning Ring, which
it's FFXIAH.com.
What did I say?
You said FFXI.com.
Whatever.
I don't know what's there.
10 accuracy and 10 ranged accuracy on Lightning Day. Something came to my mind. Have you ever thought it would be cool to get to use those weather day equipment more efficiently? Well, I sure have, and boom, I got an idea, something like this. The powers that be release a item equipment which could create an artificial weather or day effect on the character, which would have an effect on your equipment. Say you have said lightning ring, and you equip this weather generator or whatever, to say your sub-slot in the place of a shield or offhand, and so the lightning ring's accuracy bonus would be given to the player in this artificial state of lightning weather. Hey, yes, I do have a thought on that. They're called scholars. So just go grab a Taru Taru scholar and equip him in your ass in your sub-slot item. Also, he says, to avoid being too overpowered, they could restrict the amount of these generators you can possess and make them semi-difficult to obtain. If I remember correctly, when you create your character, you get one of those crystals, which you can use to carve your name in an item you craft. In the same fashion, a character would be giving one element at some point, and he/she could only possess one element at a time, and to obtain a new element there would be some requirement for that. Just a little something I came up with, maybe enough to come up with a little discussion. I was too lazy to go onto the forum to create a topic for this and thought that you might want to get an email. Okay, back to my crafting. Bye bye for now, keep up the awesome. P.S. Kalo is awesome and I love him very very much, as heard on episode 42 by some guy. P.S. yeah, I said it.
Carrot_carrot_carrot_carrot.
It's like a big, weird, mutated smiley face.
I don't know.
Thank you, Zeroy. You're my biggest fan.
I kind of like this idea because I want to walk around all the time in rain weather, so I have that cloud over my head.
Just fire. Get a scholar.
Scholar, do you need it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Scholar's sitting over here going, that would be a horrible idea.
Yeah. You know, I got to say that there's some, you know, and kind of just bouncing off of this and looking at some of the new Synergy and Evilist stuff, some of those, some of the augments that you can put on gear are very, very, very specific. I mean, like, I don't even know what's coming to mind, but I mean, like, Soul Eater delay -2, like, I mean, there's just some really kind of crazy stuff that's out there, and I'm really interested to see what kind of gear combinations, because I know that some of those have to do with elemental weather or elemental resistance, mm-hmm. or buffs or something like that. And I would be really interested to see what ends up happening, how that impacts how we use and wear our gear.
Yeah, maybe something that could be easier than coming up with some type of gear that does that is if they added new potions that gave the same status effects that scholars did.
Yeah, that's also but it would. It should give you a medicated status, mm-hmm. to avoid abuse. Not a bad idea.
We got any more emails?
I do not believe we do.
Good.
But unfortunately, we are running out of time, so that means no voicemails this week.
What about the one from your mom?
No.
Come on.
It's gonna have to wait.
Oh.
It's going to have to wait.
Do you promise the listeners that they will hear it eventually?
Nope. I don't.
But Starbreakers, at least.
Because I don't make false promises. Like, there might be a million gil.
That's not a promise. There might be. I'm not saying there is. That's not a false. Some guy got it. Some guy got a million gil. We posted it on the front page.
Yeah, I know.
It. So it happened. That wasn't false promise. I keep my promises.
But it was for something that he sold.
It doesn't matter. I didn't say that I was going to send it. As a thief, see, you find your way around these types of things. You become creative with your words.
You can bullshit. Is basically what you're telling me.
I'm good at it.
You think you're good at it.
I'm good at it.
All right. Well, I think that pretty much does it for this episode of Limit Break Radio. Be sure to head over to our forums. Episode 2 of Voices of Vonadil was recently recorded. I've also got to put out the most recent episode of He Says, She Says, as well as Elegant.
He's touching me again.
Stop it. God.
Bad touch.
Get on it, Ben.
Oh, God. No, please don't. Don't, Fanart. Just don't. All right. So, Voices of Vonadiel episode 2. Look for that pretty soon, as well as a new episode of Elegantly Edwith and He Says, She Says. I still, like I said, Extra Life episode coming along, but, you know, the injury to my hand made it a little bit tough to do editing. Fans of Aetherite Radio, you know, check out orzopedia.com, and, in the next couple of days, hopefully that should also be up. I apologize for the delay in editing and for all of that, but, you know, technically the doctor said I would have needed surgery on my hand, but, without medical insurance, that's kind of a lot of money, so some minor numbness in my thumb might affect my ability to play some
Xbox. You know,
Xbox.
Felix, there's a solution. Felix, if you move Felix, to Canada, you can
free healthcare
and Tim Hortons.
Uh-huh. My God. Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons. Don't get them started. I have places to be.
All right, so. So make sure you check that out. Episode 3 of Voices of Vonadiel going to feature both myself and Fusion X. We're going to be talking about Final Fantasy 14 speculation, what you want, what you don't want. Ask us questions. You can ask us if we've gotten into the beta, which there is a definitive answer for, but we're just not going to answer you.
Mwahaha.
Mwahaha. Yeah.
I want to be in the beta.
Talk to Square Enix.
Do you have their number?
I do.
Can I have it?
No.
Maybe you should go there.
You're fired.
Okay. Where is it?
California.
Wasn't he already released?
Okay.
It's a long drive. I'm not driving this time.
I can make it.
Okay, go now.
Can't you just cast Warp?
I don't have
it. Make sure he doesn't have any of your cards.
So make sure you check out Voices of Vonadiel. Head over to our forums, limitbreakradio.com, and sign up if you want to ask a question on Voices of Vonadiel. You got to sign up in the Voices of Vonadiel topic. Just look for the forum on the main page of the forums. Send us email, hosts@limitbreakradio.com. We've also got the Voices of Vonadiel Skype mailbox. You can leave us a voicemail. The Skype name is Limit Break Radio, all one word. Go ahead and add us to your Facebook. You can become a fan of us on Facebook, and you can also follow us on Twitter. It's very, very useful because there were some more non-Starbreakers that got to listen to this live taping, and that was because we held a flash contest beforehand. So, congratulations to those that won. And if you want to be in on a live taping of Limit Break Radio, hang out in our Starbreaker chat room without having to shell out the $5 to do so.
It's so expensive.
It is so expensive. You can just watch for those flash contests that pop up every once in a while on Facebook and on Twitter. And those are the only two places that we post about it. We don't post about it in the forums, on the front page. Those are the only two places. So make sure you get in on that. So that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Limit Break Radio. I want to say thank you to Max V and Velux for joining us on our 50th episode. And I hope that all the listeners out there learned a little bit more about Nizwell Isle. Welcome back, Juxta. And thank you to Ellison for joining us for this episode. It was good to have you guys back.
Thank you for having us.
Well, hopefully we'll see a little bit more of you.
We do have
a Red Mage show to make good. We promise that.
Not with him.
Yeah, we promised that a while ago. He's got to be there. That's why we've been holding off. Anyway, so that's it for Limit Break Radio. I'm Nero. Keep listening.
I'm Kahlo. I'm kicking it from the back or something.
I'm Vicky, and I feel so honored to have finally met Juxta.
And I'm Juxta, and I am honored to be honored by Vicky.
Oh. And I'm Ellison. I'm sorry he got out of his cage.
Oh.
I'm Vela, still farming that damn bomb coal.
And I'm Max, now accepting payments for commissions in the form of Tim Horton's coffee and Timbits.
Oh, I can do that one. That's easily done. Thanks for joining us on Limit Break Radio. Catch us next time, limitbreakradio.com. Final Fantasy, Tetramaster, and Vanadil are registered trademarks of Square Enix. Square Enix and Play Online are trademarks of Square Enix. Limit Break Radio and its hosts are solely responsible for its content. The Limit Break Radio Network is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike United States license. For more information on Creative Commons licenses, visit creativecommons.org.
I was back in old Canada, a land which I never shall lampoon. How I pine for the ice covering Lake Manitoba and the beauty that is Saskatoon.
I got one.
Oh, I wish I was stuck in the hills of Alberta, drinking beer with some big dumb guy trapping fur. As he scraped and he chiseled all the moose dung off his boots, I would learn that he's the prime minister.
Oh, stop that.
Oh, I wish I was in the land that gave us Peter Jennings, Alanis Morissette, Mike Myers, too.
Yeah.
No, I take that back. I wouldn't go there even if you paid me. Oh, Canada, you are a place I must eschew.
Now, this is not in the spirit that I intended.
Oh, come on, give in. I mean, after all, they gave us Ted the Sock and Rush.
Yeah, what are you defending? They're such thieves.
Okay, I'll try.
All right, good man.
Oh, I wish I was blowing up Prince Edward Island, going on to bomb Ontario. The destruction of Canada and all of its culture is by far my favorite scenario.
Okay, I mean, that's a little strong.
No, you were right, Mike. This is much more fun. Just where the hell does Canada get off sharing a border with countries far superior to it?
Yikes.
Why, you lousy, stinking, francophonic, bacon-loving bastards. Your country's just a giant piece of...
I think we're going to camp out. Okay, thanks. All right.
I have no sense of proportion. I'm a disgrace to my uniform.
No, that's okay. Now calm down. Now we mustn't hate. Mustn't hate.
At least so overtly.
Exactly right. Must disguise our hate just a little. Yeah. Okay, we'll be right back. It's okay now, Dudley. Calm down.
Pardonnez-moi.